listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The FBI has changed its tune about the man who drove a pickup truck into a crowd in New Orleans, killing 14 people. The Bureau now says Shamsu Dinjavar did not have any accomplices. Correspondent Eric Tucker says investigators think they know what motivated the attack.
He was, quote, 100% inspired by the Islamic State. They have reviewed, for instance, 5 videos that he posted on Facebook in the hours before the attack, in which he professed his allegiance and support to the Islamic State. He indicated in one of the videos, according to the FBI, that he had thought about harming his family, but he thought that that would detract attention from the, quote, war between the believers and the non-believers.
It's been a deadly plane crash in Southern California. 2 people died when a small plane crashed into a sprawling furniture factory in Fullerton. The victims believed to have been on the plane. The 119th Congress convenes today. Among other things, lawmakers will have to take action on the debt ceiling, and a House Speaker must be elected. Speaker Mike Johnson hopes to retain the gavel. He says he has not enlisted the help of President-elect Trump.
Johnson cannot afford to lose more than one Republican in the speakership vote, assuming all members are present and voting. Representative Thomas Mass of Kentucky has already said that he will not vote for Johnson, while others are seeking assurances from Johnson on certain policy issues. All Democrats are expected to be present Friday to vote for House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, meaning Johnson will get no wiggle room from their absences. Trump told reporters on Tuesday that he would make calls on Johnson's behalf if necessary, but he projected confidence that the Louisiana Republican could win the gavel. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Events honoring former President Carter scheduled to commence tomorrow in Georgia. Mr. Carter died last Sunday at the age of 100. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in positive territory. The Dow futures are up 68 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Right now, with an important alert, home title fraud is one of the fastest growing white collar crimes in the country. Criminals can make millions on your house without you even knowing it. Michael, you were one of those criminals?
Yeah, that's right. I was responsible for about $16 million in equity theft and title fraud.
Wow.
And to be honest, it was easy to do. It's just paperwork. So by the time you find out what's happening, the equity in your home is already gone.
So how do you keep your property and equity safe? For more, here's Action News reporter Ron Stevens.
Well, Monica, an in-depth investigation found there's actually just one company that prevents this type of crime from happening. Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and most importantly, protects you from any attempts to tamper with or steal your home equity and ownership 24 hours a day. Other companies merely monitor. Equity Protect stops the crime from happening. Find out if you're already a victim or take a free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com.
It's 6:03 and time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Pretty quiet early, looking live here at both the harbor tunnels with the lanes open. Most of the traffic southbound early, as you might expect. Beltway looks good. We've had a look at the BW Parkway, still in the holiday mode. We'll go back to regular stuff more than likely on Monday, but for right now, still pretty quiet. One early problem in Bel Air, it's a water main break. They're working on that. At least one lane affected, Route 924 in the area at Ring Factory Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting to look and feel like winter. Rain and snow showers later this afternoon. 42 the high. Colder temperatures tomorrow. Partly cloudy, breezy 34. Sunday, sunny at 36. Another round of snow possible Monday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 28 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. Wintry weather could affect the evening commute across Baltimore and metro area. 1 to 2 inches of snow could accumulate over a span of a few hours and create slippery or slushy road conditions through this afternoon and evening. A winter weather advisory will be in effect from 1 to 7 p.m. across central Maryland. Bail has been denied for the Aberdeen mother who is accused of killing her baby. 32-year-old Maya Dennis is charged with first-degree murder and first first-degree child abuse in the death of her daughter, who was 5.5 months old. Five teens and one adult are facing charges after they allegedly assaulted Anne Arundel County police officers during a traffic stop. Police stopped the vehicle Wednesday morning on Ritchie Highway near Shelley Road. While they were speaking to the driver, the occupants got out and started to assault the officers. Police recovered a ghost gun from the vehicle. And an escaped emu has been spotted along Route 50 on the eastern shore. Maryland State Police, Iwakomoco County Animal Control, has been working with the owner to safely capture the bird, but so far, no luck. Here are the latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3, 002. Pick 4, 4445. At 6:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Steinon Sports is up next.
Maryland, get ready for the most delicious political event of the year. WCBM's Steak of the Union, presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. Join us January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern for an unforgettable evening. Our star-studded panel includes Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and of course, myself, Kim Klasick. Diving deep into Maryland's hottest political discussion, you'll feast on an excellent prime rib and zesty cilantro lime shrimp while we serve up the most sizzling political commentary. Tickets are on sale now. One night, two passions. Incredible food and Maryland politics. Don't miss this rare event. Reserve your seat today. Tickets and information at WCBM.com. Seating is very limited, so purchase today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, I'll get to the sports and the Ravens in a minute, but if you're on the Eastern Shore, watch out for that escaped emu. Bruce, what the hell is going on?
I don't know, man.
How does an emu get out there?
I didn't realize you were a resident on the Eastern Shore, actually. So,
all right, here we go. All systems go for the Ravens as the week winds down to tomorrow's season finale against the Browns. Ravens now a 20-point favorite, a win by Baltimore, and the AFC North is theirs in back-to-back years for the third time in franchise history. John Harbaugh was asked just how significant that is.
But this game, because of all the other games behind it, is an opportunity to put a banner up here. You know, and that means a lot, especially in the AFC North. You know, it's a tough division.
Notes on the game, Bailey Zappe will start at quarterback for the Browns, the fourth starter they've had this season, and the Ravens running back Justice Hill is out. Browns have ruled out five players, including Pro Bowl cornerback Denzel Ward and Ravens nemesis tight end David Njoku. Pass rusher Miles Garrett will play. The college division of pro football playoffs continued yesterday in New Orleans, site of Wednesday's terror attack.
Jaden Harrison bringing back the kickoff. He brought two back for touchdowns last year when he played for the thundering herd of Marshall, and he has one for Notre Dame.
Sean McDonough with the call on ESPN. Jaden Harrison returns the second half kickoff, 98 yards for the touchdown, and it was all academic after that. Notre Dame upsetting Georgia 23-10, earning a place opposite Penn State in the CFP semifinals. Coming up at 6:35, the Ravens dominate the Pro Bowl, and the Terps fall in the Great Northwest. And that is Stein on Sports.
In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Once more, dear friends, into the fray for God, England, and St. George. Good morning. It's a Friday morning. We are the Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Sean has the morning off. We'll be back at full strength on Monday. Kristen Hegre, executive producer, and I'm Bruce Elliott. We are here with you from now till 9 o'clock this morning, and a lot of ground to cover, brand new wrinkles on this story, the multiple story, or the dual story, actually. New Orleans and Las Vegas, were they linked? How are they linked? What do we know about those individuals? We'll be talking about that. But I want to start with this, because it indicates exactly how little the political left has a sense of humor, completely. Senator John Kennedy, in one of his press conferences yesterday, was trying to figure out who was where. Where was the CBS reporter? Where was the ABC reporter? I mean, just trying to figure out exactly where they were in the room. And this is what he said.
Can I say something, Arthur? Tell me who you're with.
WDSU.
WDSU. Okay, and CBS.
The NBC's over here on the right.
Oh, that's an unusual position.
I don't get it.
You wouldn't.
So there you go. It was just a quick little jibe, and then on with the press conference. Got laughs in the room. NBC is over here on the right. Well, that's an unusual position. I don't get it. Well, of course, you wouldn't get it because you perceive of where you are on the left is somehow at the center. It was a quick joke. It was a nothing burger. But boy, the left got their panties in a wad on this one, folks, including folks like the Louisiana Public Service Commissioner, Devontae Lewis, who said that Kennedy's behavior was unacceptable and deplorable, and telling the Bayou State's junior senator that he now is not the time or the place for your jackass jokes. For once, you can put the people of Louisiana over your media obsession. Blah, blah, blah. And, of course, Mr. Temperance himself, Keith Olbermann, used to be in TV, if I recall correctly. Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana is a useless piece of blank, saying all the wrong things at the wrong time for all the wrong reasons. What a tone-deaf, selfish, senile MF-er. That's kind of typical of the response on the list. I just note this because, for me, it was a chuckle. And I realize he's just trying to relax the crowd for just a moment. It's one thing that people do when they get up and speak. They try to begin with something light for just a moment, just in order to ease into the serious conversation that followed. So I thought this was a nothing burger. But boy, I tell you, there are folks on the left who are really upset that Senator John Kennedy pointed out that MSNBC and NBC were on the right in that particular news conference. Wow, you can't have him saying that. It's a disgrace. For me, again, it was a chuckle. It was a nothing. And we have some audio from John Kennedy from the press conference coming up during the show today. Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Pardon my voice, folks. It's just a little bit ticklish. You're trying to clear my throat, and every time I think I have it cleared, it's not. So we hope that sometime during the course of the show today, my voice clears up a little bit and we can be more understandable, or at least, allowing for what I have to say, typically, at least kind of understandable between now and 9 o'clock this morning. We have a lot of audio, a lot of stuff to get to between now and 9. If you want to join the conversation, pretty easy to do. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. Toll-free long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com or text us here in the studio if you've downloaded the WCBM mobile phone app. Very easy to do. August, by the way, right away an email in. He says, I personally am thinking Kennedy for president in 2028. Look, I think the guy's a charmer. I love his aphorisms. I love his manner. And he uses that to hide what I think is an overwhelming intelligence. Because if you actually get the push comes to shove, this guy is brighter than almost everybody else in the room. So he does this all shucks thing that could put people at ease. Pretty much the same thing, by the way, that Chuck Whitaker does every single morning on the threes. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, really. Seriously.
Sound like Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
It's bad, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I feel great, but my voice just sounds like crap.
I know. That happened to me.
Yeah.
A year or so ago. Remember that? I was just,
yep.
Everything was fine. Couldn't talk for 3 days.
It's something my wife wishes for weekly.
Oh, listen, I'm in that same club. Card-carrying members, as a matter of fact. Things pretty quiet. We can enjoy it again another day. We'll probably go back everything back to pretty much normal on Monday. And then guess what? It's going to snow. So we'll see what happens.
Up to 3 inches, man.
Oh, You see all kind of stuff if you look online.
Yeah.
It's gone anywhere from 3 inches to, you know, over the top of the roof. So we'll see what happens. But it's supposed to hit sometime Sunday night, I guess. But right now, everything's nice. Beltway looks good. JM Fenks is clear. Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. Both the tunnels moving right along. No problems there. 95. Some folks are traveling today, so we've been looking around. 95, 70, 83, even down towards the Capitol Beltway. Nothing major there. That water main break towards Bel Air could be a problem. One lane is affected at least at Route 924 at Ring Factory Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Dry this morning. By this afternoon, though, we could have a little bit of rain snow mix possible. High today around 42 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, and a high 34. For Sunday, sunny and a high 36 degrees. Snow could return, and as I just noted, potentially up to around 3 or 4 inches on Monday, just in time for Monday morning rush hour. We hope it postpones all after that.
I'm calling in sick now.
Seriously. Aberdeen, 28 degrees. Downtown Baltimore right now, it's 29. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck, I'll tell you, this story out of New Orleans and Las Vegas continues to take twists and turns in kind of unexpected fashions. But there are a couple places where people, I think, are taking a giant leap too far.
Mm-hmm.
And here's one of the linkages that people have discovered.
Ah.
That both the guy in New Orleans and the guy in Las Vegas were both at Fort Bragg, which is now Fort Liberty.
Right.
Fort Bragg covers over 251 square miles of land.
Big place.
There are more than 52,000 military personnel there.
Mm-hmm.
It's massive. And it's entirely possible that these guys, unless they were in the same unit, they would never have known that the other person was there.
No.
So, I mean, just be aware that people are making linkages where they're legitimate. And linkages where this one is like, wait a minute now, are you on ADL? Mm-hmm. It is the largest military base on Earth.
Right.
I mean, it's just absolutely huge. So Fort Liberty, formerly known as Fort Bragg, what did Bragg do wrong? He must have done something wrong there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Unless it's Alvin Bragg.
Yeah. One of the largest military installations in the entire world by population.
Well, he's the largest man in the world right now. So there.
Yeah. For 251 square miles.
Ooh.
The Army, you have, I think, 101st Airborne is there.
Didn't I just read this morning that the guy in Vegas and his wife had just split up? She had just left him or something like that?
Yeah.
That ticked them off?
Look, I don't know if they're linked or not.
Right.
People are making this linkage. I'm not sure because they both apparently, but this guy committed suicide
right
in Las Vegas before the bombs went off.
I think he was making a point. I'll say one thing, the Tesla truck definitely held up.
Wow. That's my thought, too, is the side panels on that thing.
It's like nothing ever happened.
They looked untouched.
No.
So if you're in a situation where you have to take gunfire, I suppose that's a really good place to hide.
It ain't bad.
Yeah, but it's a Tesla truck. A Musk, obviously, right in front of a Trump hotel.
Yeah, what does that tell you?
Well, except it wasn't parked in a populated area.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, again, there are things here. There are legitimate concerns and legitimate linkages. But to say that this guy's intent was the same as the guy in New Orleans who went to a very crowded area.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And the guy in Las Vegas parks his vehicle away from people, pretty much.
And then shoots himself before he blows it up.
Yeah. So I'm not quite sure.
Not quite the same MO.
You know, if you wanted to actually damage people, you'd have driven the truck to the front door of Caesars and blown it up there.
Right.
But that didn't happen. So again,
I think he was... here, look at me. You're going to leave me. I'm going to make this mark.
Yeah, I think so, too. And so we'll see. If the linkage is more than that, because there are a lot of people who think the linkage is much greater than that, they may be right. I'll just wait for the proof to indicate that they're linked in some fashion other than they rented the car through the same online app.
Mm-hmm.
Well, by that standard, I suppose that I could be accused of the Kennedy murder.
Yeah.
You know,
I've used that app.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a perfectly fine app. A lot of people use that app.
I didn't blow anybody up, but I used that app, and it was very convenient.
Yeah. So, I mean, okay. All right, Chuck, we'll check back with you in a couple of minutes.
Yep.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. By the way, this in from Jim on the Outer Banks, talking about the emu that is out and about on the Eastern Shore. says, I guess Lemu the Emu didn't want to renew his contract. He just walked out. That's as good as an explanation as I've heard so far this morning. But for those of you who are over on the Eastern Shore, be aware there's an emu out there. If it were all dressed in black, it'd be an emu, but it's not. 620 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening.
Get ready for WCBM's Steak of the Union presented by Safe Retirement Solutions and Lorien Health Services. January 29th at Mount Washington Tavern. Enjoy prime rib, zesty cilantro lime shrimp, and the hottest political panel featuring Sean Casey, Bruce Elliott, and myself, Kim Klasick. Tickets now at WCBM.com.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Paz emails in, for 4 years, the White House and poison press lied about Biden's fitness to serve. I view anything they say with skepticism. Well, that's a fair reason, because I think they should be viewed with skepticism. They were basically the media arm for the Democrat National Committee and the Democratic Party for the 4 years that Biden was in, as they were during Obama. As I suspect they're going to continue to be during Trump 47. I see no reason to think that all of a sudden they're going to say, wow, I've got an idea. Let's actually be news people. I just don't see that happening. And I do see that they have a complete lack of ability to laugh at themselves or even smile at themselves. It just doesn't seem to me to be in the offing. Here's one of the strange twists and turns on this story, by the way. FBI spokespersons. They come out. First of all, I think that I didn't see, but I've read all the comments. Apparently, the FBI agent or the spokesperson came out to make a statement. Was wearing a nose ring. Oh, look, if you want to destroy your septum, knock yourself out. It just, to me, it does not look, it's not an appropriate look for an FBI agent. It looks bizarre. I've always thought it looks bizarre. Nose rings belong on cattle if you're going to lead them around a pen. But not on human beings. Just my personal point of view. I see that stuff, and actually I say, why would you do that? It's welcome to problems later on in life when your septum is weak, and all of a sudden you're getting all kinds of infections in there because you made the fashion decision to do this. I don't get it. Not at all. But what this person came out and said was just a little bit odd. Here she is.
This is not a terrorist event.
Really?
What it is right now is there improvised explosive devices that was found, and we are working on confirming if this is a viable device or not.
Okay, now, this is a guy in a rented truck with an ISIS flag on it who drives into the crowd, and the FBI says this is not a terrorist act. Man, I tell you, January 20th can't happen soon enough. There has to be some serious rethinking of how they approach the news. 623 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traveling over there on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
And then the guy comes out yesterday and says it was
a
terrorist attack. So
go figure.
I mean, guy's got an ISIS flag, he's putting an IED, you know, get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
You know, this is what's been going on for the last 4 years. You know, it's just nuts.
Absolutely.
But this guy, at least yesterday, he seemed like he was in charge and he was talking and, you know, so far so good.
And no nose ring.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that was an improvement just to begin with.
Yep.
Capitol Beltway, Prince George's County, Good Luck Road. All the lanes are open there. Good travel right now. That goes to and from the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and then around towards the Mormon Temple to the American Legion Bridge into Northern Virginia. All the lanes are open there. The 95 connector between our Beltway and the Capitol Beltway right now, all the lanes are clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Dry this morning, but rain, snow, mix possible this afternoon through tonight. A high today around 42 degrees. For tomorrow, hey, wow. As warm as we're going to get tomorrow, 34. Cloudy, breezy, and cold. Sunday, sunny, and a high 36. Snow could return on Monday. 3 to 4 inches are possible as of this particular moment. Ellicott City right now, 29 degrees. Hunt Valley has 27. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, this email in from Joe. He says, reports Vegas guy and New Orleans guy have been together different places, both at Georgia Army Base when Ralph, the Florida assassin or attempted assassin for Donald Trump, was at that Army Base over 100 times. I smell a setup, not a coincidence. Well, look, again, being at that base, I don't know what the frequency they were. I mean, if they're both stationed there, again, it is a huge base. And unless they were somewhere in proximity, they have very different specialties, very different MOS. So I have no idea if they had any contact whatsoever when they're at Fort Bragg. 250 square miles. This is a massive facility. More than 52,000 troops there. That's a small city. Man, I don't know what size, you know, Timonium or Catonsville or whatever it is, but probably roughly equivalent. But spread out over that amount of space, you could go the entire time there, and your best friend from high school could be there on the base as well, and you would have no idea whatsoever. So just be careful on the linkages we believe that are there, and turn out not to be, because as soon as we latch on to one linkage that is not the case, then everything else we have to say is going to be dismissed. And that's what I'm concerned about. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, toll free long distance. It's a 1-800-WCBM-680 and more for us on this topic. Mike Walls, of course, very important position incoming. I think it's a DNI, if I recall correctly, coming in. He says, basically, the terrorists overseas, they have Biden's number.
The terrorists around the world, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and their offshoots, didn't get the memo that the war on terror is over. They still hate us. They are plotting and planning to attack us. And we have to be on maximum guard. We have kept President Trump informed throughout the last 24, 48 hours.
And here's the problem. We're a nation of soft targets. We're a nation of nothing but soft targets. Super Bowl is coming to New Orleans in 5 weeks, four and a half at this point. That's a whole lot of people on the street, soft target. Anytime you get together for a college football game, a stadium full of soft targets. Anytime you go to a shopping mall, again, soft targets. Walls says we have to figure out a way of hardening these targets.
We've got to take a hard look at our defenses. First and foremost, close our border, where we've had over 300 people on the terrorist watch list traverse our border in the last years. Number one. Number two, I'll remind everyone, just in the last year, we had 8 ISIS operatives rolled up, surveilling sites to hit in 3 different cities. A number of them from that cell are still unaccounted for, based out of Tajikistan.
And we don't know whether or not these two guys, Las Vegas guy, New Orleans guy, were in the same cell or not, or if they had any knowledge of each other. We'll see as it plays out. Walls is one of those who believes this is no coincidence that this happened on the same day or within 24 hours of one another, and that there is some kind of a linkage there.
I find it an amazing coincidence, but I don't think it is a coincidence that you had 2 attacks renting from the same site, both veterans, that you could have a more radicalized and broader cell.
You could not have a more radicalized and broader cell. And who knows? Those individuals who say there's a direct linkage may very well be right. Wait for the proof. Too often. Hey, you know what? Here's my analog on this. I can't remember the guy's name. I'm blanking on it. The Olympics in Atlanta. Remember the guy who was accused of putting a bomb under a park bench there? Turned out he was not the guy. But that was a narrative, and it got hung on him. If I recall correctly, he later sued the Atlanta Constitution, the newspaper down there. I think it's the Constitution. And won a rather large settlement because he was accused falsely. And in the same fashion, I guess I'm now just a little more cautious about this than others might be. You know, it is Bruce Elliott, and you've been hearing me talk about rescue supplements for years. With Rescue Natural Supplements, they've launched a free personalized health survey that prioritizes all of your health goals. Whether you've been taking rescue products for years or you don't know where to start, in just 5 minutes, discover tailored rescue supplements that fill the gaps in your nutritional needs. That means no more guessing on products at the store or ignoring the issues altogether. And the best part, right now you get a whopping 50% off recommended products after completing the survey. Now to get started, go to res-q.com. I'm sorry, that's res-q.life. Again, res-q.life, or call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483 to get help from a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. Visit res-q.life today and get 50% off recommended products today. 6:30 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather coming up in around 3 minutes. First, though, news. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning, Bruce. It's 6:30. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. 1 to 2 inches of expected snow this afternoon could impact the evening commute in the Baltimore area. The snow is expected to fall over the span of a few hours and create slushy or slippery road conditions. A winter weather advisory in effect for 1 to 7 p.m. across central Maryland. A winter storm warning in effect for Garrett County until tomorrow morning. Maryland State Police say 3 people have been arrested in connection with an illegal car rally in Laurel on New Year's Eve. The Maryland Car Rally Task Force dismantled 4 large-scale rally events and prevented another 5 from taking place in Baltimore, Howard, Montgomery, and Prince George's counties and Baltimore City. 8 people were taken to hospitals after a fire in Dundalk. The Baltimore County Fire Department responded to a home in the 3400 block of Loganview Drive just before 2:30 on Thursday morning. Officials say 4 adults and 4 children suffered smoke inhalation and 3 were critically injured. Bail has been denied for an Aberdeen mother accused of killing her baby. 32-year-old Maya Dennis is charged with first-degree murder and first-degree child abuse in the death of her infant daughter. The baby suffered skull fractures, brain bleeds, a fractured leg, and other life-threatening injuries. She died New Year's Eve. A 21-year-old man facing first-degree murder charges following the deadly stabbing of his mother on New Year's Eve. Baltimore County Police say Xander Freed was taken into custody following a domestic dispute. Officers were called to the 100 block of Brightside Avenue around 1:45 p.m. Your winning lottery numbers are next.
Tens of millions of tickets.
Tens of millions of tickets.
Tens of millions of tickets.
Thank you, VetTix. Thank you.
Thank you, FirstTix.
Thank you, VetTix and FirstTix.
Thanks to your support, the nonprofits VetTix and FirstTix have given away tens of millions of tickets and counting to vets currently serving military, the immediate family of troops killed in action, and our brave, current, and former first responders. These tickets are a meaningful way to say thank you to America's heroes and help them re-engage with American life by giving them free, fun experiences and new happy memories that'll last a lifetime. And now, we want you to be part of the mission. Got extra tickets to concerts, games, or special events? Or want to see if you qualify? We want you to go to vettix.org and firsttix.org today. Give something to those who gave.
And here are the latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3002 and pick 4445. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time now for traffic and weather in the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
50 westbound looks good coming on to the Bay Bridge. Your travel eastbound is pretty good as well, but westbound carries most of the traffic early in the morning. All the lanes are open through Sandy Point, over towards Whitehall Road, the Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway, towards I-97. Lanes are clear. Even the morning buildup won't be there today. Back on Monday for sure on I-97. Right now the travel is good from Benfield Boulevard down through the ramps at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting to look and feel like winter. Rain and snow showers later this afternoon. 42 the high. Colder temperatures tomorrow. Partly cloudy, breezy, 34. Sunday, sunny at 36. Another round of snow possible Monday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's time to ditch big wireless. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So reports out of Cleveland are that Bailey Zapp will start at quarterback for the Browns tomorrow night, and the odds makers took notice, installing the Ravens now as a 20-point favorite, the largest spread in the league this season. The previous large was 16.5 in the run-up to the Ravens-Giants game. Baltimore beat them in that one by 21. Meanwhile, the Ravens remember what the Browns did to them back in Week 8, a 29-24 upset at the hand of Cleveland. Kyle Hamilton was asked if revenge could be a factor tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think a little bit. You know, we still have a sour taste in our mouths from that game and a lot of opportunities to win that one. And obviously didn't come out with a win. So I think we're going to play with a little bit of a chip on our shoulder. And
no one watches the Pro Bowl anymore, and certainly no Raven wants to play in it because you know what that means. But it's still certainly a thing to get selected for it. And indeed, 9 Ravens, a league high, did just that yesterday. Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry led the way, joining them on offense. Zay Flowers, Tyler Linderbaum, and Patrick Ricard. Roquan Smith, Kyle Hamilton, Marlon Humphrey, and Nnamdi Matabike on defense. Head coach John Harbaugh was asked about the significance of that.
It's our team awards. You know, that's how we look at it. Team, you know, football is the ultimate team sport, and so the awards are the ultimate team awards. And to see guys accomplish that, you know, as a coach and fulfill dreams and those kind of things, and to be a part of that, you know, we all take great pride in that. So.
Elsewhere, the Lions were next up with 7 selections. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes was not selected for the first time since becoming a starter, and Travis Kelce was selected. CFP playoffs last night in New Orleans.
Play fake. Leonard to the end zone. Touchdown, Irish. Bo Collins with the first touchdown of this game.
It was a good night for the Fighting Irish in New Orleans. Sean McDonough with the call on ESPN. Riley Leonard to Bo Collins just before half and just after Notre Dame recovered a Georgia fumble on a kickoff. The Fighting Irish upset the Bulldogs 23-10. Notre Dame and Penn State next week in a CFP semifinal. College basketball last night in Seattle. The Terps with a chance to show the nation they belong in the top 25.
Oh, they're looking to get his own. In a little trouble. Nice drop off. Asabor, what an answer.
That call courtesy of BTN. Great Asabor. Yep, that's his name. The transfer from Utah State. 20 points, 14 rebounds for the Huskies as they upset the Terps in the Great Northwest. 75-69. Maryland falls to 11-3. They're 1-2 in the Big Ten. And on the ice last night, Caps beaten in a shootout by the Wild. 4-3 the final in D.C. Time now is 6:37 when we return the Trump effect on college basketball.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Okay, so first of all, Bruce, is the emu still on the loose on the Eastern Shore?
To the best of my knowledge, the emu is still on the loose, but you know, Jill is tracking.
She's tracking. Can you provide me with updates? Because I'm in the other room,
Absolutely.
So I need to know about that.
And actually, if it comes in like as a bulletin, Jill will run back from the newsroom to the sports area.
Okay, and let me know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I wonder how fast emus go.
I don't know.
Like, you know, like Lamar the other day ran that touchdown against Houston, 21 miles an hour. Like, they're not that fast, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, they're not that fast. Anyway.
They won't get drafted in the NFL? Is that what
probably not, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because they can't run like the wind.
Yeah, that's right.
Here's the thing with Trump in college basketball. I don't know if you saw this. Do you remember last year the Dartmouth men's basketball team decided to unionize? They had a vote.
Yes.
And they decided to unionize. All right. So now the team has dropped its attempt to unionize, voluntarily ending a push to become the first college sports team to do that. And the reason why they did that was to avoid a potentially damaging precedent from the NLRB, the National Labor Relations Board, that soon will be controlled by Trump and the Republicans. Service Employees International Union Local 560 filed a request to withdraw the petition rather than take its chances with an unfriendly labor board likely to take over in the new presidential administration.
What would the point of unionizing a college team be?
Well, better working conditions, probably health insurance,
yeah.
Pay, of course, right? Because that's what's happening in college athletics these days. But, yeah, that's what they did. The Ivy League school, Dartmouth, decided they wanted to form a union because they didn't like what they did before, so they wanted to change it.
And again, this is our continuing conversation about student athletes. Clearly, those individuals are not at Dartmouth as students.
And again, it's our continuing conversation of calling it now the College Division of Professional Sports.
Because that's what it is. When you're saying we want better pay as a college student, they get a part-time job at Wendy's. I mean, seriously.
or Arby's, for that matter.
Yeah. Well, actually, I did. When I was in college, I had a couple of part-time jobs. One of them was I went to school in Ripon, Wisconsin, replaced the GOP. And I had a job at the Ripon Thrift and Rental Store.
What did you do there?
I sold stuff.
You sold stuff?
Yeah. It was a consignment store for people who had no money whatsoever. For a while I wore a coat from there, different circumstance, but it was like a 1930s raccoon coat, one of those old college things, moldy, fur falling off.
So you tried to extract money from people who didn't have it?
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. No, they came in, we give them the best possible price. I mean, like a shirt would be 10 cents.
Okay.
You know, basically. So it's you just try to pay the bills.
So this is back in the 1800s? Or
yes,
what?
Exactly right. Okay. Oh, thank you so very much.
Hey, listen, I waited tables. I worked at Manny's Restaurant in Pikesville and Chipparelli's downtown.
Oh, you worked at Chipparelli's?
I love Chipparelli's. I can make that salad, too.
Oh, can you really?
Oh, boy. Well, I used to be able to.
You're inviting us over when?
I didn't. What?
6:40. Right.
Goodbye.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Gary Steinbeck at the top of the hour. This email in concerning the question on whether or not it was a terrorist attack. Just because something looks, smells, feels, and tastes like dog poop doesn't mean it's actually dog poop. And the final comment was January 20th cannot come soon enough. Oh, I agree. I agree absolutely wholeheartedly. Senator Bill Cassidy, who is the senior senator from Louisiana, was asked about the events in New Orleans and what's going to be happening now that the Super Bowl is heading toward New Orleans in roughly 4.5 weeks.
People say, oh my gosh, the Super Bowl is going to be in New Orleans. I tell them it doesn't matter what city the Super Bowl is in. You got a lot of soft targets, and it's going to be relatively easy for someone who's motivated and creative to hit those. You block the street, and people won't drive on the sidewalk. Turns out, wrong assumption, that's what the guy did. That's how the guy killed 15 people.
Yeah, and if you block the sidewalks from a car, then you put it on a motorcycle. I mean, there's no foolproof way of protecting a large crowd out in the open. If somebody is willing to die in order to kill a bunch of other people, chances are that individual will succeed, unless they is taken out before the event. There's no way of sufficiently hardening a soft target in a free society. And we simply don't want to be living in a society where you move from checkpoint to checkpoint as you walk through town. Oh, so you're going to go from Pikesville into Boulder City? Well, there's a checkpoint there on Reisterstown Road. You have to go through the checkpoint. They'll ask for your papers. I mean, this is the society where you actually could harden the targets. You know, we'll have the kind of car, you know, the labyrinth that they have to go through in Beirut. That is the option here. There's no way of absolutely protecting forever every single soft target in this country. And the sickos and the zealots will find a way around that. No matter what you put up, they'll find a way around that. They only have to be right once. 6:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic going on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
It's actually pretty busy right now. The old Harbor Tunnel, not backed up, but it's a lot of traffic in the area between O'Donnell Street going south into the old Harbor Tunnel. That's 895 southbound. 95 is still clear next door and then going into and out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel and eventually get down to 95 Russell Street, 395 in the area right there at Camden Yards. All the lanes are open. There's a broken down vehicle on the ramp. If you're coming south on Hartford Road, you take the ramp to the outer loop of the Beltway, which would take you over towards Perrin Parkway, about halfway down that ramp. There's a broken down vehicle. I can see traffic getting by it, but there is a police car there. Just want to give you a heads up for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thanks, Doug. Dry this morning. Rain, snow mix possible this afternoon. And a high today around 42 degrees. Tomorrow, hey, guess what? It's winter. Partly cloudy, breezy, and a high 34 for Sunday. Sunny and a high 36. Snow could return on Monday. 3 to 4 inches is what they're looking at right now for much of the area. Of course, if you're out toward Western Maryland, it will be more. Ellicott City, 29 degrees right now. Hunt Valley is 27. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And once again, folks, as a public service for all of our friends in the food and beverage industry, we head out to the Chuck Wagon for Chuck's Food News. A public service in the name of one Butterball Johnson.
Have you noticed anything strange about him?
No, nothing in particular. What?
I checked, and he hasn't eaten at all in 3 days.
That's a lie.
That's a clue right there. That certainly is a clue. All right. Dunkin's winter menu has just leaked online. So exciting for all of us. All new seasonal drinks and the return of 3 Valentine's Day treats. Mm-hmm. Yes, a couple of desserts as uniquely decadent as the molten chocolate cake. These nostalgic treats aren't the most sophisticated per se, but you don't go to Dunkin' for sophisticated desserts, to be really honest. There's this. Costco customers are being called out for rearranging bakery items with their bare hands.
No.
I'm sorry. That just, really? No gloves, no tongs, no nothing. Just reach in and kind of, you know, touch all of the bakery items with your bare hands and then choose the one you want, or maybe you just simply wanted to rearrange them, Chuck.
Or lick your fingers.
Honestly. You know, so be aware of that when you go to Costco. Watch out for, fast-fingered Freddy, who's be out there playing with all the pastries, as they say. And this, Ritz, they're dropping their first new flavor in nearly a decade.
Wow.
Ritz crackers, always a mainstay at parties since they launched back in 1934. Mm-hmm. The cheesy, poppable crackers, simply always a hit. Now the company is shaking things up. They've introduced a brand new flavor. For the first time in almost 10 years, the company has announced a brand new flavor in the Ritz Bits cracker family, Spicy Queso. Where is Sean Casey when we need him to say jalapeno?
Like
yeah, sounds kind of good. That's equally ideal for snacking at parties, on the go, just at home, when you put on your PJs on the sofa. And you do this, of course, Chuck, assuming your wife is going to be out of town around 8 hours after you finish having those.
8 hours, 8 minutes.
So there is a consequence of that kind of food.
Yes, I understand.
Yes,
I understand. Exactly. By the way, I was at Cracker Barrel yesterday having breakfast.
Of course you were.
Hadn't been there for a while. I didn't realize they now have mimosas and Bloody Marys.
No kidding.
Like
at Cracker Barrel?
Yes, yes. You know, they got in the jackpot there for a little bit because their older audience didn't come back after COVID.
Yeah.
So they had to revamp things. So the menu yesterday was different, and on the menu were mimosas and Bloody Marys and things like that.
What did you have to eat?
I had, two eggs up, bacon, hash browns, and biscuits and gravy.
Oh, wow. So basically,
it's all good.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful. It also sounds like your arteries will not be cleared off for another decade. So
is that what happened last night about 8 o'clock?
I think so, yes. This final story is food-related, so I pass this along to you, Chuck. From South Jordan, Utah, a man, Salvador Espercueta, is facing charges on one count of aggravated child abuse, one count of aggravated assault, one count of disorderly conduct. According to an affidavit, he went through the drive-through line, I think at a Hardee's, and was not happy with his order. So he got out of his vehicle and came up to the guy who was handing the food out. I mean, the guy just hands the food out, right?
Right.
He says he was upset with his order. He got out of his vehicle to confront the victim, the employee. Espercueta then said something on the lines of asking the victim if he's man enough to have a conversation. By conversation, he meant, I'm going to push you up against the wall and choke you. So he did. During the altercation, he moved his hand up to the victim's neck constricted the breathing of the victim, and then reportedly left the Arby's. Just left. It's like, well, yeah. I've made my point.
Right.
Police
Let's
say
home now.
Police say when they stopped by the guy's house, he made a comment about the allegation, saying, quote, I guess I made a mistake in the Arby's. You think?
The cop said, what was the beef?
Yes. Yeah, where was the beef? All right, Chuck. We'll check back in a couple minutes. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Back to the phones. Terry is in Easton. Terry, good morning.
Good morning. In regards to them missing again a terrorist and his plotting, I find it strange, and I don't know the rules. A person in the Armored Reserves can go to an ISIS country and meet with people, number one. Number two, there should be better safeguards for people involved in any agencies, NSA or DIA or whatever, that see what's going on, that they're spying on the American public and harassing people that are Republicans or what have you. And so if they can have, you know, freedom to feel like they can whistleblow on someone, keep their pension, keep their jobs, and maybe get a promotion, that might help things. And I think the FBI has also been so lackadaisical for years. And years ago, we saw something going down in Newport News. It was like 10 Middle Eastern guys around the phone, and they were reading off these cards, making a phone call. This was not too long after 9/11, so called it into the local state police, and they said they'd contact somebody. So maybe they did. Then the other problem is when people realize that something's odd, they don't act fast enough. They say, oh, let's follow them a while. Well, that was a huge, deadly mistake. And number three, the FBI is obviously not interested in child trafficking, and I heard a anyway, that the monies that are received from the drug running and the child trafficking are what's supporting the black you know, op government that's doing all this drone stuff that's going to be used against us or what have you. And Dr.
Well, the money for the child trafficking is being earned by the cartels,
by the drug cartels. I've heard they're very closely related somehow to the CIA. And if they're that closely related, why haven't we gotten rid of them? Because we don't want to, because they want the money. And I've heard that for 30 years.
Terry, thanks for the call. Interesting observation. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. Toll free long distance, 1-800-WCBM-680. And more to come.
This is Pastor David Lewis at Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. The Bible places a strong emphasis on the sanctity of life. The Sixth Commandment says, thou shalt not kill. As society rejects biblical values, it shifts from a culture which defends life into one which devalues and destroys life. The National Institutes of Health reported a 31% increase in the rate of suicide in the U.S. since the beginning of this century, taking one's own life as murder, thus violating the Sixth Commandment. Physician-assisted death, or PAD, and euthanasia are spreading in America. Abortions have surpassed 65 million. Jesus said, the thief comes not but to steal and destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Jesus gives life while Satan destroys it. Christians need to be encouraged to stand for the biblical position on suicide, PAD, euthanasia, and abortion while ministering grace to those who have been harmed by the culture of death. And while you're at it, support political candidates and laws which oppose these forms of murder. This is Pastor David Lewis. This has been today's Moment of Truth.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has the morning off. I am about half of my voice has decided to take the morning off as well, but we'll be here with you from now till 9 this morning. Right now it's 6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
They've been a little bit slow. Now, E95 southbound has gotten better just in the last 5 minutes. Last report, we were slowing southbound just a bit going into the tunnel. And now the northbound side actually has some backing going up into the toll plaza. So coming up from Poteet Street and across the bridge at Shell Road and then right there at the plaza northbound, it's slow on the left-hand side. We're moving traffic into the tunnel. There's a backup there. It might be 3-4 minutes as you're getting through that area on the northbound side. 95 still looks good. Broken down vehicle early. Let me just get a quick check here, see if it's still there. Was on the ramp from southbound on Harford Road on the ramp to the outer loop, and now looks like they changed the camera, so probably that broken down vehicle has cleared from that ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Dry this morning. Rain, snow mix possible this afternoon through tonight. That could cause some problems. An afternoon drive, I suppose. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, and a high on Saturday, 34 degrees. For Sunday, sunny and a high 36. Snow could return on Monday. Right now, Edgewater has 28 degrees. Bel Air has 30. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, back to the phones. Bill is in Owings Mills. Bill, good morning. Thanks for hanging on.
Good morning, and I want to wish you a happy new year if I didn't already.
Well, thank you, sir.
And a healthy one. And please convey that to Sean. Here's my feeling. Unless we start treating our police and giving them back the powers that they once had and stop mollycoddling criminals and letting them get away with a slap on the wrist, we can pretty much figure this is going to be the end of our culture as we know it, because the criminals are crime is rampant and the criminals rule the roost right now. And those that stand around with cell phones and watch some depraved nutcake set somebody on fire and just film it, they should be charged as accessories to the crime too, because they failed to aid in this poor soul's agonizing death. And it's things like that. Now, it's not a cure-all, but it would be a step in the right direction. Let's stop punishing the police and punishing the criminals.
Bill, this goes back a ways. The inclination is about just watch and not take action. It goes back to...
No, I know.
I'm thinking back to the 1950s. I think it was the 50s or early 60s. A woman named Kitty Genovese was attacked and beaten in the middle of a housing project. And there are maybe 5 or 6 dozen people on their balconies just watching.
I got to tell you something. My father grew up in Washington, D.C., and let me tell you, back when he was a kid in the 40s, you feared the police. And if there was a story my dad told me. This guy snatched a lady's purse, ran up an alley, the police right after him. All of a sudden, you hear, pow, 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 pow. They brought the lady's purse back. They left the criminal's corpse to lay there for a couple days before they went to pick it up. And let me tell you something. That then, right or wrong, that was the law, and you did fear them. And you did, right or wrong, you did have a lower crime rate.
Well, yeah, I'm not quite sure I want to return to those days.
Well, no, I'm not to that extreme, but I'd like to see more of the extreme and stop messing with the police and let them do their job and stop tying their hands up and stop analyzing, well, why did they do it? Why? I don't care why they did it. They made a choice to break the law, and we need to enforce the laws that we have on the books and punish criminals instead of rewarding them.
Fair enough. Good observation. Thank you, sir. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it. 410-WCBM-680. Toll free long distance. It's 1-800-WCBM-680. This in from Fred. Senator Kennedy alluded to the responsibility of federal, state, and local authorities in this tragedy. The mayor said that they have been tested by fire, but apparently have not learned a damn thing by it, or other instances, vehicles used in instances of terrorism here and around the world. Even New York uses large vehicles to totally block off streets to any vehicle access. The police left an obvious opening that a truck could drive through. All of the federal, state, and local authorities are completely responsible for allowing this tragedy to happen. Again, I agree with a caveat. I agree there was a clear failure of security in New Orleans. That said, if somebody is bound and determined to kill a bunch of people and is willing to die in that effort, they will find a way of making that happen. This is one of the real problems with Islamic fundamentalism and terrorism. These people figure they're going to be going to Valhalla or whatever, to heaven, where there will be 72 virgins waiting for them. That is their assumption. And they're willing to do this because they say it's a holy cause. They're drawn to do this and are compelled to do this.
If somebody like that with that mindset decides they're going to cause havoc, then they will cause havoc. You know, let loose the dogs of war. I mean, this is what they're all about. So, yes, there was a failure in New Orleans. But no matter what they do, no matter how hard we make our targets, somebody who is willing to die in the effort to kill other individuals will manage somehow to kill those other individuals. It's a pessimistic view of the world, I realize. But that's, I think, the truth. Hey, here's a real estate fact for you. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of the low inventory and the great rate they may have on their current home. Now, if that sounds like you, you should know that you're not alone. Let me ask you this. If you were able to find your dream home and have an interest rate in the mid-fours, would you sell your current home in order to move to your dream home? If you said yes, then listen up. Selling your Maryland or lower PA home is one of the biggest financial decisions you're going to ever make. Take it from me. List your home with Vinny Steele. Don't list it ever until you talk with any, at least, Maryland's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Most Maryland home sellers are having issues getting their home sold. With Maryland's Vinny Steele, his certified pre-owned home program, you get access to the tools you need in order to ensure that your home is the very best of the market and stands out to potential home buyers. Now, this program creates high demand, and that allows you to sell for the most money possible. Vinny always guarantees in writing, by the way, to sell your home at your price and time frame, or he's going to step in and buy it himself. Give him a call. Find out more. Phone number is 410-709-7515. 410-709-7515.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Life is slowly returning to normal in New Orleans in the aftermath of the deadly terror attack. Bourbon Street is reopened following a public memorial service for the victims.
We laid 14 yellow roses down.
New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick on a memorial service as Bourbon Street was reopened to visitors.
And then there was prayer.
14 people out celebrating New Year's Eve in the French Quarter when a man in a pickup truck cut short their lives. An 18-year-old, Nikira Dedu, who had dreamed of becoming a nurse. 27-year-old Tiger Besh, who'd played college football at Princeton, and Reggie Hunter, the father of two boys, among the 14 victims. A blood drive was held in their honor.
So we're asking people to come out and donate.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Authorities say the Cybertruck explosion outside the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas was a case of suicide. They identify the bomber as 37-year-old Matthew Leivelsberger. A decorated soldier, active duty Army Green Beret, said to have shot himself moments before the blast. One of his neighbors says that's hard to believe.
I would come out and they would come out with their dog and say hi to each other. You know, same with his wife. She'd come out and with the baby and say hi to each other.
New caravan of migrants marching north toward the U.S. border from southern Mexico started out yesterday near the border with Guatemala. Most of the migrants are from Venezuela, but others hail from Guatemala, El Salvador, Peru, and Ecuador. Electing a speaker, topping the agenda for the House when the 119th Congress convenes later today. Speaker Mike Johnson hopes to keep the job, and he does have the support of President-elect Trump. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 53 points, NASDAQ futures 74 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up. This could be the result of asbestos exposure, and you could be entitled to significant compensation. Call us at 800-818-0200 to find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here to help the listeners. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma should give us a call right now and find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-818-0200.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you or a loved one were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, call right now to find out if you qualify for cash compensation. 800-818-0200.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Good morning. It's 7:03 and time for an update with traffic and weather in the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's an incident in the toll plaza. This was the reason for the backup at 895 northbound. There's an activity there right at the center part of the toll plaza, 895 northbound. So some traffic going to the far right, some traffic in the two lanes to the left. So we're a little backed up there as you're coming up across the K-Trust Bridge, which is the steel bridge right there as you're working your way north from Poteet Street. So there's a limited lane. One far lane to the right, two left-hand lanes to the left. A little bit of a backup northbound. Not a big deal right now. Both the tunnels southbound running okay. Beltway looks good. Earlier broken down vehicle was on the ramp. Southbound Hartford Road onto the outer loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting to look and feel like winter. Rain and snow showers later this afternoon. 42 the high. Colder temperatures tomorrow. Partly cloudy, breezy, 34. Sunday, sunny at 36. Another round of snow possible Monday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 27 degrees in Pikesville. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. An inch or two of snow could impact the evening commute across the Baltimore metro area. A winter weather advisory is in effect from 1 to 7 p.m. across central Maryland. Drivers should expect the possibility of slushy and slippery roads. An adult man and a group of teens are facing charges after they allegedly assaulted Anne Arundel County police officers during a traffic stop Wednesday morning. The vehicle was pulled over on Ritchie Highway near Shelley Road while police were speaking to the driver. The occupants got out and started to assault the officers. Backup units were called, and the driver, 21-year-old Jermel Gary Johnson Jr., was arrested along with five teens. Bail has been denied for the Aberdeen mother who is accused of killing her baby. 32-year-old Maya Dennis is charged with first-degree murder and first-degree child abuse. An emu is reportedly still on the loose on the eastern shore. The 6-foot-tall bird escaped from its owner's property January 1st. It was spotted Wednesday morning along Rockawakin Road and Route 50, and again Thursday morning in Mardella Springs. So far, the bird has eluded animal control officers. And here are your latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3002 and pick 4445. At 7:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Stein on Sports is up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Are you thinking about your retirement? Do you want a guaranteed lifetime income? Well, maybe thinking about an annuity? Well, I know you've seen or heard ads from others that downplay annuities, right? But why is that? Maybe because they want you to invest your money with them, or maybe even lose it during the next bear market downturn. Now, is that what you want, or do you want safety, certainty, and security with your retirement nest egg? Do you want to find out how annuities really work? Well, you can. Just call my guy, Rod Barrowy, and his team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120, or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, you really can get a bonus and an income plan for life. Call Rod Barrowy today, 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120, on the web, SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Listen, I've met with Rod. He's the real deal. So call Rod now at 410-266-1120. Tell him your friend Sean Hannity sent you.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Regular season finale at M&T Bank Stadium tomorrow night, and it will be meaningful, as with a win over the Browns, the Ravens clinch the AFC North in back-to-back seasons for just the third time in franchise history. Ravens fans aren't the only ones in anticipation mode. So is head coach John Harbaugh.
I can't wait to take the field with them. Proud of them. It's the last game of the regular season, and we want to play our best game. That's what we'll be trying to do, and that's what we've been focusing on. So
Browns will start Bailey Zapp at quarterback. Ravens are a 20-point favorite in this game. Largest spread in the league this season. Justice Hill will miss the game with flu-like symptoms for Baltimore. Nine Ravens have made the Pro Bowl, including Derrick Henry and Lamar. Zay Flowers becomes the first homegrown Ravens receiver to make it as a receiver. Three others before him made it as returners. Kyle Hamilton was asked what the plethora of honors says about the Ravens franchise.
Yeah, I think it's just top to bottom.
one of, if not the strongest roster in the league, and we've got a bunch of talent, a bunch of guys around here making each other better. And
the Ravens, the college division of pro football, I should say, playoff semifinals have been set. Notre Dame, by virtue of its 23-10 win over Georgia last night in the Sugar Bowl, will take on Penn State. The Irish haven't won a title since 1988. The Nittany Lions looking for their first since 1986. Texas and Ohio State in the other semifinal. Late night college basketball last night from Seattle. The Terps were beaten by Washington 75-69, the final. Coming up at 7:35, Eric DaCosta delivers the news. And that is Stein on Sports.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has the morning off. He should be back on Monday. We'll be back at full strength. I'm Bruce Elliott. I'm here with you from now till 9 o'clock this morning. King Classic Live, of course, right after the 9 o'clock news. Executive producer Kristen Hagrick, making sure that I don't make too many mistakes. I mean, it's impossible to actually screen them all out because I'd have to be like Marcel Marceau. I have to be a mute in order to make that happen. All right, 410-WCBM-680, toll-free long-distance, 1-800-WCBM-680. Marty has an interesting question on people's hesitation to stepping up and doing something. He said, how much of this is the penny effect? People scared to intervene for fear of prosecution. I suspect there is something to that. And I think there is something to that. There's also, I guess, an instinct in the American mind, it may be universally, to mind your own business, you know? Mind your own business. So you see see somebody arguing on the street, your inclination is not to step up and say, let me see if I can mediate between you two guys. It's to stay the hell away from them and let them sort that out themselves. So I don't know what causes it. I do know that in this kind of case, that if we're not willing to step up and speak out, we got problems. Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Senator Bill Cassidy, we had a soundbite from him last half hour. We've talked about this. It's a pessimistic view of things, but there's no way in a free society to make every soft target a hard target. You can make it harder. So, schools are a soft target. You can make them harder, but that doesn't really solve the problem. Remember the two horrible individuals who drove around Washington, D.C., one of them in the trunk with a rifle, shooting at kids in elementary schools? Well, the problem is that you can put a school resource officer right inside the door, and the minute the kid walks out the door, then he's a soft target. There's no way of completely hardening that situation unless you're going to put them all in flak jackets between the door and the school bus. And it's the same here. There's no way of sufficiently getting a hard target so that when the Super Bowl comes around, again, in New Orleans, about a month from now, four and a half weeks, so that those tens of thousands of individuals who will be in New Orleans, let the good times roll, that there won't be another soft target for some other loon or some other zealot. And that's what this guy was in New Orleans. He was a zealot. And we heard the soundbite the first hour. I'll play it again maybe later on the show. But the initial response from the FBI was to step and say, this was not a terrorist attack. My immediate response was, what the hell are you talking about? The guy's in a rented truck with an ISIS flag, running people over and then getting out and starting to shoot people. How could you not say that we're, how could you just say, look, we're not sure to what degree this was a terrorist attack or if there are other individuals involved? Just stop there. But to come out with these statements that this was not a terrorist attack, which was the FBI's first response, is kind of idiotic. And the FBI made themselves look a fool once again. Cassidy says there'll always be soft targets.
Anytime there is a street festival in a city, you're going to have soft targets.
Yeah, always. If there's a street festival, there'll be a soft target. If there's a high school football game on a Friday night, it's a soft target. We live in a free society. And the old saying was, those who give up their freedom for security will end up with neither. That's where we are. 713, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, the Curtis Creek drawbridge is up. They normally tell us about this, but they did not tell us this morning. So right now at the Coast Guard Yard at Curtis Bay, the traffic on the Beltway is stopped, at least temporarily, and we'll check on that. Here comes some traffic westbound, so it looks like that side of the span is back down. And, yep, the eastbound traffic just now going once again. So it went up, but now it's down, and it'll clear itself out in a couple of minutes without any big problems there. Hate when they don't tell us that, because it does affect the traffic very quickly, but then clears out, so we should be okay. Going to go back down to the Harbor Tunnel right now, where we had some incident there in the toll plaza. That's still there. It's northbound, kind of in the right center of the plaza, so the far right lane northbound to pay the toll is good, and the two center lanes basically to the left side are open. The backup is now gone. Very limited delay at that point. And 895 southbound also looks good right now. Everybody's okay coming into both the tunnels on 895 and 95 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Dry this morning, rain, snow mix possible later on this afternoon. Through tonight, high today around 42 degrees. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, and cold. High is 34, just a couple degrees warmer than freezing. Sunday, sunny, and a high 36. Snow could return on Monday. We're maybe looking at 3 to 4 inches of snow in the metropolitan area and more as you head out toward Western Maryland. We'll keep you posted on that both during the show today and, of course, Monday morning, bright and early. Make sure you have it right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Dundalk, 27 degrees right now, and Reisterstown right now has 28 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Congressman Corey Mills has a sentiment that I think is inside the brain of virtually everybody listening to this radio show right now, inside the brain of most conservatives throughout the entire country.
I can't wait to get confirmed Pete Hegseth, the SecDef, Kash Patel there in the FBI, and Tulsi Gabbard at ODNI. That's going to clean up a lot of this mess, because I can tell you this is absolutely a terrorist attack and probably one of many. I wouldn't be surprised either if the symbolism of the Tesla truck blowing up in front of the Trump Tower wasn't somehow tied in on this as a way to try and intimidate and or threat President Trump.
Now, one of the things we have to remember, there is so far no definitive tie between Las Vegas and New Orleans. What happened in Las Vegas could have been something very different. We're not sure yet. Yes, they were both at Fort Bragg. We've talked about this. Fort Bragg is the largest military base on the face of the earth. It's huge. 250 square miles of military base. I mean, it's incomprehensible how huge that is. Bills goes on to say, one thing that certainly Homeland might have been better at, hello Alejandro Mayorkas, is trying to figure out why this guy was leaving the country and then coming back in.
We need to determine whether or not this individual, Bin Jabbar, did in fact go into Mexico 2 days ago. What that could tell us is that there's potentially a joint operational center of sorts with ISIS or with other terrorist factions in Mexico who are commanding and giving activation orders. And so we need to start thinking about where the ties are. We need to start looking at how they were activated in extremism as become a prevalent manner, and then also what the motive was behind this. But I can tell you, this was absolutely a terrorist attack, and to rule that out by the FBI is foolish.
Okay, now think about this. If there is a coordinating center in Mexico and Jabbar went across the border, don't you think our CIA would be smart enough to know that there is a terrorist center in Mexico coordinating things from various terrorist groups, that we'd have an inkling of it before this event? So we may not have known whether Jabbar went across the border, but if indeed there is that kind of center in Mexico, might I ask, why is it still standing? Just curious. I mean, if we know that there are terrorists just south of our border, why did we not take that center out? Is it a horrible thing to ask? Am I violating another country's sovereignty? In a dynamic where we've had Mexican troops crossing the border into our country and firing upon Border Patrol agents, I'm not sure I put all that much weight on that particular issue. So if we were indeed aware of what was going on, then why would we not take some action about it before this? And why would we not have had an agent on the scene saying, who's this guy with the curly hair just walking in there? And trace him back from that. This is an intelligence failure, among other things. You can't make every target a hard target, but you sure as heck should be able to find if somebody is actually in active coordination with foreign entities outside the borders of our country. But according to Alejandro Mayorkas, we had no way of knowing what was going on.
There was no public expressions of his allegiance to ISIS, except shortly before the tragic events of yesterday.
Really? Did you check social media, sir? Were you aware at all of his postings on social media to argue somehow that, gee, we had no way of knowing? Ignores the facts on the ground. But of course, Mayorkas, that's not a big surprise.
Let me be clear. We work very closely with state and local officers, enforcement officials, to identify individuals who are exhibiting signs of radicalization to violence. We work very closely with residents in communities.
Yeah, we do that, do we? We work very closely. And there's part of my brain that says, you've been lying to us about the border for 4 years. Why in hell would we actually pay any attention to you on this issue now? Because what it comes down to is how he really feels about what's going on. And that is, look, it's not my fault.
If somebody sees something of concern, they need to report it to officials. Yeah. The responsibility of Homeland Security is a shared responsibility, okay. And we're proud to partner with people across the country.
So in other words, what he's saying is, it's not my fault. It's somebody else's fault, but certainly not mine. Because we do our part here. What a weasel. 720 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Imagine losing the ability to hear somebody say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp in the morning, or your favorite song, or maybe you're missing parts of conversations with old friends. Losing your hearing takes its toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. And if this kind of suffering sounds familiar, maybe it's you, your spouse, your mom, your dad. Call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for over 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area, 410-944-3100, online, aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100. I got to tell you, having my voice crack in the middle of a piece of copy, that's brand new.
The Sean Hannity Show.
One thing I think Republicans need to change are any votes in private. That has to stop. I think we need transparency. And I think every senator should have been willing to go on the record and let their constituents know who they voted for majority leader. It's that simple. Now, I know that Thune has been closely associated with Mitch McConnell, and I hope he will lead differently than Mitch McConnell.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This email in from Fred, or text, I guess it was a text. The New Orleans terrorist had a social media profile that should have shown up a red flag to all the authorities who have the job of protecting us from terrorism. So there is something that can be done about preventing terrorist activities. Stop all immigration. Close the borders. Hey, you're singing my song, Fred. I've been saying this for 20 years. Failed policy and the unwillingness of authorities to enforce the law is a big part of the problem. And to be really blunt, one of the things that Joe Biden's very proud of was somehow it's a good thing that this was a domestic terrorist rather than somebody from outside the country. Why is that a good thing? it simply indicates that, yes, we can have somebody radicalized who had been in the service. I think he served for 13, 14 years. And no problems during his enlistment. And sometime after that, he was radicalized. And we're supposed to be pretty sanguine about the fact that, well, gosh, so they're radicalizing people who are U.S. citizens now. But isn't it good to know that it wasn't somebody from outside the country? And that's what he's hanging his hat on. It's amazing. 7:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
Just a reminder, if you're in Bel Air, there is a water main break on 924 at Ring Factory Road, so there may be some limited lanes in that area just south of Bel Air on 924. We're back at the Old Harbor Tunnel. That incident is still there in the plaza northbound, in the right center of the plaza. One lane to the far right is open. Two of the left-hand lanes are open. There's a brief delay there as you're coming north on 895. Both the tunnels are clear. Southbound Beltway looks good. JFX is okay. Did recover. It's a little bit slow on the south side of the Beltway. The Curtis Creek drawbridge was up for about 6 or 7 minutes. Recovering now. Most of the slowing was on the inner loop over towards Quarantine Road, but it's getting better now on the south side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Dry this morning. Rain, snow mix possible this afternoon through tonight at a high around 42 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, high 34. For Sunday, sunny, 36 the high. We could have snow on Monday. Could be 3 to 4 inches, as a matter of fact. Randallstown right now has 30 degrees, and Middle River also 30 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. As to where the roads will be this afternoon during afternoon rush as you're heading home, well, it could be a bit funky outside. Charlie Gishler from State Highway joins us. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Hanging in there, man.
Yep, this afternoon might be a little bit tricky in some areas, particularly north and west. We're watching the storm come through the, from western Maryland, and it's going to move down east. But, you know, western Maryland and the mountains, they've been in snow operations for the last couple of days. But, you know, what's going to happen with this storm is it's going to move in, and probably right near that afternoon rush hour is when we're going to get the cold air arriving with it, which means the pavement temperatures and the air temperatures will go down below freezing. So that's where it could get a little bit tricky out there. We're going to be out, of course, with our salt. We couldn't pre-treat most of the roadways because it's going to start as rain mostly everywhere. We'll just wash everything right off. But watch it in areas north and west, you know, near the Mason-Dixon line. That's where they're looking to get some possible accumulations, you know, some slushy build up on the roadway. But we'll be out all evening. Want to just caution folks that maybe have plans to go out tonight. We're dealing with Arctic temperatures coming, so anything that looks wet, just assume that it's frozen. We are going to be patrolling for any icy spots, but just be careful on elevated sections of roadways. And if you need more information in real-time traffic, go to roads.maryland.gov.
Well, Charlie, there could be black ice pretty much everywhere.
That's the thing. You know, anything, we're hoping that it moves out quickly and we get some drying action in before it totally freezes. The pavement temperatures hopefully will retain some of that. They're still above freezing, but, you know, because it's going to be in the 40s today, but it's right when that cold front comes in and meets that weather. So anything that looks wet, just be extremely careful. Go slower than that posted speed limit and just take it easy out there. Just go slow if you even have to go out.
Well, Gish, man, I got to tell you, the problem is not this afternoon. Noon only is going to be Monday's rush hour, depending on what time the snowstorm that we're expecting hits us. If it hits us before Monday morning rush, then Monday morning heading back to work could be a real son of a gun.
Yeah, we're still watching that. We have a call today with all of our storm managers and our meteorologists later this afternoon to get a timing on that. But we will be spending most of the weekend out there pre-treating the roadways because they will be that storm will start as all snow. So we will be doing the pre-treating and anti-icing operations all throughout the state where there's not enough residual snow that or salt on the roadway from previous, you know, this storm. And we'll be ready for it. But we want to get the timing right and see how much we're supposed to get and where. And we'll be out there with all of our crews and our partners and just, you know, keep it tuned, keep an eye to the sky. And again, roads.maryland.gov will keep you updated on what's going on out there.
Is that actually true? Because I've heard this, Charlie, that mostly what you do during snow events is go out and do snow angels.
That's correct.
That's correct, yeah. Okay, just want to make sure we had that right. Thanks, Charlie. We'll talk. All right. All right. The Morning Drive, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Brian is in Towson. He's up next. Brian, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Bruce. Happy Friday to everybody.
Same to you.
Thank you for having me on the air.
Sure.
Again, here we go with another lie, which covers lies after lies after lies. You brought up about Mayorkas and where he is on these positions of questioning. How many times has he been in the Senate or any kind of hearings? And he always has repeated the same phrase, we're on an ongoing investigation.
Yes, yeah.
Right? Every single time. So how can we believe a man who's lied to us once, twice, how many times? Once a liar, always a liar.
Yeah, well, one of the problems I've always had with people who lie to me, it's not that I'm angry that they lied. I'm disappointed because I can no longer believe anything they say.
Exactly.
It's a reflection on the inconvenience to me. If somebody says something and they find out later there was a knowing lie, not that they were misunderstood or mistaken, you look and say, well, how do I know the next thing you say is not going to be a lie?
And you're supposed to believe in this person who is a person of power, right? My other point to all this, our own government has created Zetas from down in Mexico, and with the cartels, our own advisors put those people where they are. If you go do your research, you'll find it. Listen, you have a great day. I have to get back to work. God bless all of you, and take care.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it, and thanks for cutting away for work to talk with us. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number if you want to join the conversation. More coming up in a couple of seconds. Tom Holman weighs in on this. What he has to say is well worth hearing. Listen, I want to tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice, Dr. Lazer, Dr. Doroshenko. These are the guys over at who give me extraordinary care, actually, at Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry. They've been making my smile great again for years. They've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, if you have missing teeth or that snaggle tooth or discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something out of a bad B-movie, do what I've done. As Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799. That's 410-356-7799. And make your smile great again. 7:30 right now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Once again, news, Jill Powell.
Good morning. Here are your local WCBM headlines. 1 to 2 inches of snow expected this afternoon could impact the evening commute in the Baltimore metro area. A winter weather advisory will be in effect from 1 to 7 p.m. across central Maryland. Bail denied for an Aberdeen mother accused of killing her baby. 32-year-old Maya Dennis is charged with first-degree murder and first-degree child abuse and the death of her infant daughter. The baby died New Year's Eve. A 21-year-old man is facing first-degree murder charges following the deadly stabbing of his mother on New Year's Eve. Baltimore County Police say Xander Freed was taken into custody following a domestic dispute in the 100 block of Brightside Avenue. The victim has been identified as 57-year-old Melanie Freed. Maryland State Police say three people have been arrested in connection with an illegal car rally in Laurel on New Year's Eve. The Maryland Car Rally Task Force dismantled four large-scale rally events and prevented another five from taking place in Baltimore, Howard, Montgomery, and Prince George's counties and Baltimore City. Eight people were taken to hospitals after a fire in Dundalk. The Baltimore County Fire Department responded to a home in a 3400 block of Loganview Drive just before 2:30 Thursday morning. Officials say four adults and four children suffered smoke inhalation and three are critically injured. And Maryland lawmakers returned to Annapolis on Wednesday to begin another legislative session. How to deal with a nearly $3 billion deficit is expected to top discussions. You're winning Maryland lottery numbers after this.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
Attention all kitchen and bathroom modelers, free expert design service and guaranteed fit. Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers is the partner you need. Our design showroom and wholesale pricing assures a great client experience to beat your competition. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association station can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Here are the latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3002, pick 4445. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time for traffic and weather in the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a report of a broken down vehicle northbound 95 as you're traveling north of Route 24 and up to Bell Camp at Route 543. So if you're north of exit 77 or up around exit 80, there had been some slowing in that area on the northbound side. I think I just heard Baltimore County in the last 5 minutes going out to a wreck. Have to confirm it. Pulaski Highway and Rossville Boulevard. If that's the case, it would be just outside the Beltway on that section of Pulaski Highway. That incident is still there. The right side of the toll plaza heads up with a brief delay northbound at the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway on 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting to look and feel like winter. Rain and snow showers later this afternoon. 42 the high. Colder temperatures tomorrow. Partly cloudy, breezy, 34. Sunday, sunny at 36. Another round of snow possible Monday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's time to ditch big wireless. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Admittedly, on the scale of fan interest, making the Pro Bowl really doesn't rank. I mean, who even watches the game? But making it does mean something to the players. Here's the audio on Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta telling Zay Flowers that he's made it for the first time in his career. Follow along. It's about 45 seconds.
Hey, what's up, man? How you guys set? You made the Pro Bowl.
I did?
Yeah. Oh, you made it.
Oh.
I think you might be the first receiver drafted that made the Pro Bowl. But you made it, man. You made it. You made it. I knew you would. First time I ever saw you, I knew you would. Excited, man. You believe that?
Nah, that's crazy, though.
I know.
It's from a little kid. From a little kid, that's a dream.
I know. So I always tell people I have two favorite memories. Calling a guy when we draft him, and then tell him when they made the Pro Bowl for the first time.
In all, 9 Ravens made the Pro Bowl. Tears for Zay Flowers. Nice moment for the two of them. Flowers on the season, 73 catches, 1,047 yards this year, 150 catches in 2 years for the Ravens. Clearly the best homegrown Ravens receiver, and should he stay healthy, in Ravens history. Ravens and the Browns tomorrow night at the stadium. Bailey Zappe will start at quarterback for Cleveland. Ravens are 20-point favorites, and with a win, Baltimore clinches the division. Here's head coach John Harbaugh on the Pro Bowl nominees and what it means for the Ravens.
As a team, you know, football is the ultimate team sport, and so the awards are the ultimate team awards, and to see guys accomplish that, you know, as a coach, and fulfill dreams and those kind of things, and to be a part of that, you know, we all take great pride in that. So
Maryland basketball last night taking on the Washington Huskies in Seattle. The Terps closed to within 2 points on this play late in the second.
Geronimo from the ceiling.
BTN with the call. Jordan Geronimo, look out below. The transfer from Indiana with the sky-high jam. 10.6 rebounds in 22 minutes off the bench. But Maryland falls to UW. 75-69 the final. They fall to 11-3 overall. 1-2 in conference play. Julian Reese led the Terps with 22 points and 7 rebounds. Local college basketball last night. Thriller in Wilmington, North Carolina. Towson in overtime defeats UNCW 65-61. Tyler Tejada with a game-high 21 points. Elsewhere, Holy Cross over Loyola, 74-72. Navy upsets American University, 81-58. The Blast announcing a change in the start time for their upcoming game at Towson Arena tomorrow. Due to the Ravens game starting at 4:30, the Blast match will now begin at 7:30 p.m. instead of the originally planned 6 o'clock start against Utica. Blast comes into the game at 4-1. Utica right behind at 3-1-1. On the ice last night in D.C., the Caps beaten by the Wild 4-3 in an overtime shootout. Alex Ovechkin nets career goal number 871, but misses in overtime. The great Marc-Andre Fleury with 28 saves for Minnesota. The time now is 7:37 when we return. Cleveland mobilizing the Modell Law.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Any update on the emu, Bruce, just out of curiosity?
No, I'm sorry.
Still the emu on the loose?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just checked with emu control.
Did you?
Yeah, there's nothing.
So is that emu control or the EMU control?
Emu control.
Emu control, gotcha. Okay, so here's the Modell Law. The Cleveland Browns have been pushing to move out of the city. They play in that lakefront stadium off Lake Erie. It's called the Mistake on the Lake for obvious reasons. And but they want to move out of the city and go to a proposed dome stadium in the suburbs of Cleveland. So they're not moving out of Cleveland in general, just moving from the city to the suburbs. But a new roadblock has been put up in front of the Browns. Cleveland Mayor Justin Bibb has sent a letter to Browns owners Dee and Jimmy Haslam saying the city intends to invoke what they call the quote-unquote Modell Law to prevent them from leaving the Browns' current lakefront stadium. The lease expires in 2028. The Modell Law was passed in 1996, the year that the Browns moved to Baltimore and became the Ravens, after former Browns owner Art Modell moved them. It states that no owner of a professional sports team in Ohio playing in a tax-supported stadium can go elsewhere without an agreement with the city in which it plays, unless that city is given 6 months in advance notice to buy the team. And, of course, Jimmy and Dee Haslam did not do that. So it's going to be interesting to see if Cleveland can prevent the Browns from moving out of the city into the suburbs using the quote-unquote Modell Law.
Well, you know what? One of the nicest things Art Modell ever did. First of all, I'm very grateful he brought the team here. But one of the nicest things he did, he left the name behind.
And the records and the colors and everything.
So it's unlike what Irsay did, taking the Colts name and the records. So now apparently you see that Johnny Unitas played for the Indianapolis Colts. No, he did not. So, I mean, this is... and I know that there are people in Cleveland who still have the nose out of joint. It's a business. They made a business decision to move from one city to another, just as any other corporation would say, I'm going to put my headquarters here instead of there. I get that. But what Modell did was classy, in my view. What Irsay did was classless.
The NFL, over the course of time, is littered with dozens of teams that have left cities that have not left their traditions in those cities. Art Modell, I believe, is the only one who did leave the tradition in his former city.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, this is a fascinating story.
The emu story?
No.
Another one?
This is from England.
Oh.
You know, there's one missing.
Do they have emus in England?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure if they even call emus in England. You know, like a trunk is not called a trunk over there of your car, and it's called your boot, I think. I don't know.
How he knows that. But
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how he is. All right. This woman went missing at age 16 back in 1972. This is in Coventry in England.
She'd be 68 today.
Right? Yes, she would be.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, she is.
She is 16.
She is.
Okay.
She just went missing by herself because I guess she didn't like her family situation or whatever.
And so she up and walked away?
She up and walked away.
Wow.
And had been listed as a missing person since 1972. Well,
was anybody looking for her?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they had their cold case people looking, their missing persons people looking for all these decades. Finally, a spokesperson said for the police, we're delighted to announce the conclusion of West Midlands Police longest-running missing persons investigations. A single photo of this woman, Sheila, from around the time of her disappearance, was found by officers investigating and published on the website and social media. It was the presence on social media. Somebody spotted it and said, I think that this lady who lives down the block from me looks a lot like her. And they gave her a call. It was her. So it's a small team of officers. Now, the problem is, I feel sorry for Sheila at age 68, because now she has to hide again. She's been years being perfectly happy, not bothering a soul.
Right.
And now she has to go hide all over again.
That's a good point. Yeah. I wonder how far away she was discovered from where she originally lived. Any idea?
Well, the West Midlands is not all that big an area.
Right.
So I guess she stayed in the West Midlands.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of in the middle.
Yeah, either that or a Motel 6. I mean, you never
know. It could
know.
Be.
Yeah.
You know, it could be, actually, that she stayed in a Holiday Inn Express.
Mm.
And that's why she was smart enough to evade the police for a while.
And they have the breakfast, you know.
Oh, they do.
So you don't have to just walk right in there. Pancakes, eggs, everything.
It's amazing. You know what's amazing? That we've managed to burn 2.5 minutes of airtime
with
here.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely.
No content.
It's like the Seinfeld show.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
Or it's like pretty much any time Chuck Whitaker talks about anything other than traffic.
Mm, gotcha.
It is. Yeah,
which is all the time.
This is all the time.
Yeah.
Chuck Whitaker, 7:43.
Oh, traffic. Another country heard from this morning.
Traffic and weather on the threes. Good morning, Chuck.
Take a shot when I'm not looking. That's fine. That's okay.
I'll take it when you are looking, Chuck.
That's fine, baby. You know what the paybacks are.
He's calling you baby, you know.
Well, you know.
Okay.
Actually, you never know.
No, you don't. Not really. Now, brought to you is the service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. There's a new wreck, southbound 95. Medicine had just pulled up right after the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So if you're coming down 95 from the city line going to the Fort McHenry Tunnel, when you get to Eastern Avenue, stay to the center and the right. It's backed up back to just about Moravia Road. So now it's about a 5 to 7 minute delay getting through there. But they are blocking the left side. The fire department there, Medicine is there, and also the flashing lights with the police cars on the left side. New wreck, Mount Airy, not sure about road blockage yet, eastbound I-70 after the ramp at US 27. And again, I thought I heard Baltimore County about 10 minutes ago out with the wreck. I think they rolled up on it at Pulaski Highway at Rossville Boulevard. Get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Do it today. Check your battery, your belt, your hoses, antifreeze. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Dry this morning. By this afternoon, we could have a little bit of snow. Inch or two is what they're now saying. Today's high around 42 degrees, so it's going to be slush almost as soon as it hits. Breezy tomorrow and cold, a high around 34 degrees. And for Sunday, sunny and a high 36. Snow could return on Monday, another 3 or 4 inches perhaps. Parkville right now, 29 degrees. Pikesville, 28 degrees. And yes, once again, it is time for us to play Choose Your Fake News. So excited about this. Our contestant is Kurt in Edgewood, or Edgewater, rather. Good morning, Kurt. How are you, bud?
Good morning. Can I make a prediction for 2025?
You certainly can.
Chuck wins the over 75 drunk of the year.
Well, that's, what an honor. Wow. That would be.
You know? I think he's a four-time champ.
Yeah. It's a repeat.
He should win. Well, over 75. He just turned 75, I believe.
Oh, did you?
I think you need to get your facts right before you come on the air.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Shall we, gentlemen and lady?
Right. He says, okay.
He should win by the same amount Secretary had won the Belmont.
Kurt, you have a choice. You want to go first,
stop
second, third, or fourth?
I'll go after Otis Whitaker.
Okay.
Well, he's on me today. What about
he really is. Like white on rice,
you missed
man.
Me, Kurt? Is that why you're on me today? You miss me?
No doubt.
No okay, doubt.
Babe.
Yeah, all right.
Let's go.
Story number one. A man is now in custody. This is from Bluffdale, Utah. A man is now in custody after a woman's body was found sitting in the back seat of his car.
Mm.
Apparently, there's no seatbelt law there. Because it's... Right? He's in custody after police found a woman's body in the backseat of his car at the Bluffdale 7-Eleven. Police have kept the details of the situation very close to the belt, the seatbelt, that is, with very few details being released. Story number two. Ready for this one? Police search for a suspect who stole a Whiteville city flag. This is from Whiteville in North Carolina. And replaced it with a Confederate flag. The city of Whiteville officials discovered the American flag at their welcome sign on the 701 bypass had been replaced by a Confederate flag. They made this discovery just Wednesday morning, 2 days ago. They're trying to find out who the miscreants are. They've also notified Blacksburg, Tennessee, just in case something similar happens there. And story number three, a lantern workshop in China is making crickets cute for the Lunar New Year. And the Lunar New Year for the Chinese calendar comes up on the 29th of this month. And it is the year of the cricket coming up on the Chinese zodiac. In an era where cuteness reigns, a workshop in eastern China is churning out hundreds of cricket lanterns with big cartoony eyes and smiles. Apparently, when you come close, you can see they look like crickets, but with a cute feeling. The colorful lanterns stand taller than the average person and are built on wiry metal frames. They incorporate dragon elements, as the cricket is known as the tiny chirper in the Chinese culture. Is it story number one? Make sure she's wearing a seatbelt, even if she no longer has any practical use for it. Story two, about that Whiteville thing. Yeah, that's Whiteville. And story number three, get ready for the year of the cricket. Kristen, we'll start with you this morning.
Okay. Well, watching the news every day, I have no problem believing one or two could be true. I do know all of our decor comes from China, mostly. So I know they build a lot of things, but I'm not sure it's the year of the cricket. So I'm going to say number three.
Okay, Krista goes for number three. Gary.
I just want to be clear on something.
Yes.
Story number one, they stopped them because she wasn't wearing a seatbelt?
Apparently.
Is that why they stopped them?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I just read the story.
You just read it. Okay. I'm going to agree with Kristen. I think that number three is not true.
Number three is not true. Chuck.
Well, since it's that going that way, I need to throw Kurt off here a little bit.
Oh, do it here.
So I'm going to go one.
You're going to go one. Chuck goes for the man in custody after a woman was found sitting up in his back seat. She was quite deceased in Bluffdale.
He did get a stiff fine, though.
Yes.
And there it is.
There you go.
And there it is.
And Kurt.
That's all, folks. Good night.
Kurt.
Number one.
Number one.
Chuck's brilliant.
He is brilliant. He is.
Goodbye, Kurt.
By all definitive statements, he is brilliant. Nobody chose story number two. Beg your pardon. Yes, there is a town called Whiteville in North Carolina. Yes, indeed. Somebody stole the city flag in Whiteville and replaced it with a Confederate flag. Blacksburg apparently is not impacted by this whatsoever. Story number three, both Gary and Kristen chose story number three as the fake news story. Story number three is one. I mean, Lunar New Year, they have some odd stuff. Lunar New Year is the year of the cricket. That's fake news. That's fake news.
That is fake news.
You guys had it right.
Yeah,
Chuck,
there you go.
Kurt, I'm so sorry, but you bombed out this time.
You know, I just want to say, I'm 4-0,
are you?
By the way, in this category. So you may want to have me on, like, all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. What, do you want a cookie? I mean, what do you want?
Depends on what kind.
Kurt, thank you.
I mean, chocolate chip, yeah.
Chuck, I'm sure we can arrange something. You want Famous Amos or Chips Ahoy?
Chuck, Amos. We'll check back in a minute or two.
Oh,
appreciate
boy.
It. Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 750.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Alrighty, Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man, high five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Castlethorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Nightly, it's Red Eye Radio with Gary McNamara.
They're a mess right now. You think about across the board, the Democratic Party is a mess.
led by their leader, who was a mess.
And Eric Harley.
Incompetent mess.
Taking your calls on politics, social issues, and news of the day. Don't miss a show.
Red Eyed Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Could I borrow that voice for a while, that deep voice guy?
Wow.
Red Eye Radio. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. This text in. Yep, we go after Catholics being left and right Catholics, those radicals that are pro-life and anti-abortive. Islamic terrorists, not our concern. Yeah, unfortunately, that's kind of the way it seems to play out. We'll see exactly how actively folks under Alejandro Mayorkas go after this particular story, or whether basically they'll tread water and pass the whole thing down to the Trump administration, at which point I actually have a much greater probability, I think we have a much greater probability of getting the truth, because I have no faith at all for some odd reason. What a cynic I am, Kristen. I have no reason to believe Alejandro Mayorkas. And the man opens his mouth and all I hear is blah, blah. I mean, it's like the grown-up voice in the Charlie Brown, right? I mean, that's all that it is to me. He talks nonsense and he lies. How do you tell when he's lying? He opens his mouth. 7:53, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
He's a goofy-looking son of a bitch, too.
Yes, he is.
Just my opinion.
Let's pick on his appearance, yeah.
Pick on his appearance? Why not?
Sure. We got time.
Southbound 95, the left-hand lane still affected with the wreck here in the city right after the Eastern Avenue ramp. That's a 58-mile marker. So, again, if you're coming south from the city-county line, you're heading into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. When you get to the Eastern Avenue Bridge, make sure you're in the center and the right-hand lane. It's about a 7- or 8-minute delay right now on 95 through there. After that, you're good to go. Beltway looks good. Minor accident reported. Haven't seen any problems yet. But in Mount Airy, report of an accident eastbound I-70 after the ramp at U.S. 27. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Dry this morning, rain, snow, mix possible by this afternoon. They're now saying maybe 1 to 2 inches of snow, actually, this afternoon, so it could be a rough afternoon rush hour. Today's high 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy, high 34 for Saturday. Sunday, sunny at a high 36. And the snow could return on Monday. There's a possibility of 3 to 4 inches of snow coming on Monday. Right now, Aberdeen has 27 degrees. Downtown Baltimore currently, it's 32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right. Tom Holman, incoming border czar, was on a couple of different outlets yesterday. So we have a bunch of audio from him. All of it is kind of important when it comes to this issue of what happened in New Orleans. And he is among the group of individuals who firmly believes that New Orleans and Las Vegas, that they are linked.
No more is coming. I think both these incidents, Las Vegas and New Orleans, they're both going to be U.S. citizens. They're both going to have recent foreign travel. They're both on a suicide mission. Neither one thought they're going to go home. And I think you're going to see ISIS affiliation on both of them.
Yeah. Now, the question is whether they were affiliated with one another. And look, my presumption is that our investigative folks at the federal or state level are smart enough to figure this out. We'll see. But Holman is quite convinced that between the two of them, there is a connection.
I think something down the road, they're going to show there's some sort of connection, whether it's whether it's some same network or where they got the tools to pull these terrorist attacks off. I just feel like there's going to be something down the road. And I could be wrong. It's just a gut feeling I have.
Just a gut feeling he has, which is better than the gut feeling most folks have, because he's been at this for, what, 3.5 decades, 34, 35 years, and counting so far. He did take a shot at Joe Biden, because for some reason, Biden thought it was a good thing to note that, well, at least these are domestic terrorists. Really? We're supposed to be happy about this, that the slaughter that took place in New Orleans, at least it was a guy from our country. I just don't know what's going on in Joe Biden's mind, if anything. But Holman said, I really wouldn't hang my hat on that.
When the president bragged today, you know, this is U.S. citizen, American, he shouldn't hang his hat on that. Because let's remember, just a couple months ago, we arrested 8 people from Tajikistan in New York City, Philadelphia, and L.A. that were planning a terrorist-type event, a Russian-type terrorist event here in the United States. Luckily, the intel community called them before they did it.
Yeah, however, please note that we have millions, literally millions of gotaways, what, 2.5 million gotaways during the last 4 years. We have no idea who these people are. None whatsoever. Are they the individuals who radicalized Jabbar when he went into New Orleans? I have no idea. Because we don't know who they are. We don't know what their intent is. We do know that, among other things, that thousands of military-aged Chinese men came across our southern border. You suppose they were all, what, vacationing in Cancun, decided to take a hike? I mean, there's stuff that's pretty funky and pretty scary if you get down to the weeds and take a look at it. And Holman says, you got to remember, and this is something apparently that Joe Biden has forgotten, and Alejandro Mayorkas will simply lie about, that national security and border security are intertwined.
You can't have national security if you don't have border security. I don't know. I don't understand why they don't get that. I mean, it's common sense.
Yeah, it is common sense. But as always the case, unfortunately, common sense is not all that common anymore. More coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, including during the next hour. Take a little bit of a look at exactly how the Democrat Party has begun to come apart at the seams. Now, why have people fled the Democrat Party? Is there anything they can do about it in order to fix the problems that they have internally? Should be a great conversation. That's coming up between 8 and 9 this morning, right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. And for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During the winter weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators for all of your electrical and HVAC solutions. Please call 410-876-9404. That's 410-876-9404, or you'll find them online at timkylecompany.com. That Kyle is K-Y-L-E. timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electrical, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carol's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company. Coming up on 8 o'clock on Talk Radio 680 WCBN, Kim Klasick Live starts a little more than an hour from right now. We're at 9:05 right here on Talk Radio 680.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. When the 119th Congress convenes today, Republicans will be in control of both the House and the Senate. One of the first orders of business in the House, electing a speaker. That must be done before any business is conducted. Texas GOP Congressman Michael Cloud says it's crucial to elect a speaker ASAP.
Cloud said in the Thursday Evening Post on social platform X, quote, there are concerns that a delay in electing a speaker could lead to a brief delay in enacting President Trump's agenda. The other option on the table is maintaining the status quo, which will undoubtedly fail Trump's agenda. I'm working to help find a third option. We must ensure the House is structured to enact the America First agenda in a way that has permanence. Cloud also said he believes eventually backing Speaker Mike Johnson has been his goal all along in the wake of a Thursday meeting with him. Bernie Bennett reporting.
We're learning more about the deadly attack pickup truck used as a weapon in New Orleans.
This was an act of terrorism. It was premeditated and an evil act.
Christopher Rea, the deputy assistant director of the FBI's counterterrorism division, who said the assailant also posted 5 videos to his Facebook page in the hours before the violence.
In the first video, Jabbar explains he originally planned to harm his family and friend, but was concerned the news headlines would not focus on the, quote, war between the believers and the disbelievers, end quote.
Rhea also said there was no connection between the attack in New Orleans, where 15 people died, and the Tesla Cybertruck explosion in Las Vegas. I'm Shelley Adler.
Two people killed in the crash of a small plane in Fullerton, Southern California. The plane crashed into a furniture factory near the airport. Both of the victims were on board the aircraft. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 103 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 73 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Zen.
It's 8:03 and time for an update with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
State police had cleared a broken-down vehicle on Route 50 right at Route 8 in Stevensville. It was there just long enough to give us a little backup. Now it's gone, so we're back in business there. And then the Bay Bridge is clear over through Whitehall Road, the Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway towards I-97. I-97 southbound is running just fine after the ramp at Route 32. The only problem area locally is this wreck on I-95 southbound in the city near the Eastern Avenue Bridge as you're coming south from Moravia Road to City County Line, heading into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Left side of the roadway is affected right after the bridge at Eastern Avenue. So stay to the right. Right now, it's about a 5-minute delay for the traffic on 95 South. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting to look and feel like winter. Rain and snow showers later this afternoon, 42 the high. Colder temperatures tomorrow. Partly cloudy, breezy, 34. Sunday, sunny at 36. Another round of snow possible Monday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 29 degrees in Baltimore. Here are your WCBM local news headlines. An inch or two of snow could impact the evening commute across the Baltimore metro area. A winter weather advisory is in effect from 1 to 7 p.m. across central Maryland. Drivers should expect the possibility of slushy and slippery roadways. Five teenagers and one adult are facing charges following a bizarre traffic stop Wednesday morning in Anne Arundel County. It began after police pulled over a vehicle in a hotel parking lot on Ritchie Highway near Shelley Road. While officers were talking to the driver, five occupants got out and allegedly began assaulting the officers. One of the officers used pepper spray during the attack. Following the fight, police recovered a ghost gun from the vehicle. Baltimore County Executive Johnny Olszewski's resignation takes effect this morning. This afternoon, he'll be sworn in as Maryland's 2nd District Representative on Capitol Hill. The Democrat will be joining the 119th Congress that has a Republican majority. And the search continues for an escaped emu spotted along Route 50 on the Eastern Shore. State police say Wacomico County Animal Control has been working with the owner to safely capture the bird, but so far they have been unsuccessful. Here are the latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3002, pick 4445. At 8:05, I'm Jill Powell. That's WCBM Local News. Stein on Sports is up next.
Hi, I'm attorney Stephen Friedman. You know, my dad was a lawyer for 20 years before starting his own practice, the law offices of Michael Friedman. And over that time, besides honing his legal skills, he learned what clients want and expect from a firm. For example, it seems many businesses today do whatever is possible to keep you from talking to a live person. At our firm, we do the exact opposite. It's a priority to assure you speak to a real person who actually knows what they're talking about. For starters, our receptionist was an insurance company claims adjuster for years, and all our staff are experienced and knowledgeable. If you call after hours or on the weekends, we have a live answering service who we've worked with for years and know exactly how to immediately get in touch with us. You won't have to wait 24 hours or for the next business day to get a call back. Normally, you'll hear from us the next hour. So if you or a loved one have been injured by any negligent act, please call the law offices of Michael Friedman, 410-363-6848 for a free consultation. And there is never a fee unless we win.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The emu that's on the loose along Route 50 in the Eastern Shore will not prevent the Ravens and Browns tomorrow night from playing at the stadium. Baltimore, a 20-point favorite to win the game and the division. Kyle Hamilton on the team's thought process as the season unfolds.
Win the next game, win the division, win the AFC, win the Super Bowl. And You kind of got to take it one step at a time. So
one of the Browns team, or one of the reasons the team is in this position, according to Ravens head coach John Harbaugh, is the team's defense.
We're playing solid football. I think we're top down. We're not giving up as many big plays. The run defense has been pretty consistent. Getting to the quarterback, a little bit better. But the bottom line is the pass defense overall has been a lot better.
Meanwhile, on offense, Lamar having an MVP year with Zay Flowers, among others, on the receiving
end. He just got that dog in him. He just wanted to be the best he can be. He's the best receiver he can be in the league, and that's the football league, and just try to help his team win. And him being a young player and what he brings to the table, it's like, that's what you need out of young guys. You need a lot of young guys to be the same way, have the same mindset, that just want to win.
Meanwhile, the Browns are 3-13. They've lost 5 in a row and 6 of 7. Head coach Kevin Stefanski says Bailey Zappe will get the start, but he could alternate quarterbacks.
Certainly a chance that I could play Bailey and Dorian in this game. Jameis is still working through that shoulder injury, so I envision him being the emergency quarterback in this game, and then there's potential to play both guys.
Justice Hill out for tomorrow night for Baltimore. 5 players have been ruled out for Cleveland, including Ravens nemesis David Njoku. Pass rusher Myles Garrett, however, will play. Coming up at 8:35, the Nats and the Orioles are back in court. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 8:09. We're at The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean has the morning off. He'll be back on Monday, back at full strength. And with any luck at all, my voice will be back at full strength on Monday as well. I'm Bruce Elliott here with you from now till Ken Classic Live. She is in right at the 9 o'clock news, about 60 minutes from right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. One of the exercises that's always kind of fun to watch after one of the two major parties lose a big election, and of course, the Democrats not just lost the election, they got smoked. I mean, absolutely smoked. The House, the Senate, the White House, all are in GOP hands now. And so the Democrats are going to figure out, well, what should our message be going into 2026 and 2028? How can we position ourselves as something new, something vibrant, something interesting, something that the Gen Xers will actually care about enough to get out and vote for us rather than vote for the other guy? So the House Minority Leader, Hakeem Jeffries, has this great idea for a new approach for the Dems.
It was important for the American people to see the beginnings of what is going to take place over the next 2 to 4 years, which is chaos, dysfunction, and extremism, and a Republican Party that is not really interested in helping out working class Americans, but is really determined to enact massive tax cuts for the wealthy, the well-off, and well-connected corporations.
Oh, well, this is brand new, right? They've never played the class warfare stuff before. That's brand new. That'll be so appealing because nobody's heard it before. Wow. If that's all they got, folks, the Democrats are in more trouble than I thought they were. Seriously. Hakeem Jeffries, his first pitch is, after all, class warfare. Class warfare. Class warfare. There's a great cartoon years ago. I remember where I saw it. Headline was, large meteor to strike Earth, killing all life. Women and children and minorities affected most. I mean, this is the perspective of the political left. Is they don't have the old saws to fall back on. They'd have no saws at all, as it were. Anna Kasparian is one of the voices on the Young Turks. She has been traditionally very left of center. And now, not so much.
This is what I was surprised about. I did not expect Donald Trump to flip 10 counties in California from blue to red. But I guess I shouldn't have been surprised about that either. Because when you look at the conditions that people are living in a Democrat-controlled state, well, yeah, you can understand why people are turning their backs on the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
You can understand why people are frustrated at the corruption, at the loss of $24 billion that was allocated to help the homeless, when homelessness only exploded during that time, and that money is now unaccounted for.
And that's the corruption that exists in Gavin Newsom's state. And Kasparian and others on the left who live out there are saying, you know, this is not working for us. It's time for us to look somewhere else. Thus, Donald Trump flipped a number of districts out in California because the Republicans, at least, are offering another choice to those individuals mostly affected by the corruption, either having their tax dollars taken from them and put in somebody else's pocket, or having your tax dollars taken from them and being given to illegals instead of to citizens of the United States. More coming up from Anna Kasparian and others as the Democrats try to figure out exactly what the hell they could do between now and 2 or 4 years from now to regain their position as a real live political party. 813 right now, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the wreck on 95 South at Eastern Avenue is gone. It backed us up at one point, almost back to Moravia Road. So 895 gets the word back in Rosedale that there's a wreck on 95. So some of that traffic went over to the old Harbor Tunnel, and now that's just a little bit slow south of O'Donnell Street and going into the tunnel. So the wreck on 95 is gone. That backup is clearing. We'll keep an eye now on 895 southbound with the brake lights here at O'Donnell Street. That should begin to settle down as well. So we went from a little bit of a backup left over on 95. That's gone. And now about maybe 7 to 8 minutes or so on 895 southbound going into the old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Dry this morning, possibility of an inch or two of snow by afternoon drive, or could just be really sloppy rain. Hard to tell at this point. High today around 42. For tomorrow, partly cloudy. For Saturday, breezy. High 34 for Sunday. Sunny and a high around 36 degrees. Snow could return 3 to 4 inches of it on Monday, and the timing of that could make Monday morning rush hour a real challenge. Right now, Dundalk has 27 degrees. Aberdeen also 27. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And yes, once again, it is time for us to head to the circus, folks, to see exactly which clown is going to hop out of the Democrat clown car. Ladies and gentlemen, please enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop. And since we're at the beginning of the year, I thought I'd bring back a golden memory, a golden oldie, as it were. That day where we all figured out that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is truly a bubblehead.
Millennials and people and, you know, Gen Z and all these folks that come after us are looking up and we're like, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And your biggest issue is your biggest issue is how are we going to pay for it? And like, this is the war. This is our World War II.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. AOC, God bless you. It's just a constant entertainment for us. Yes, the world will end in 12 years. And our biggest concern is, how are we going to pay for it? Well, I mean, it's just going out of business sales. Seems to me you should be able to get a really good deal. Please get back in the clown car and get out of here. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I'm Bruce Elliott, the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Sean is back with us on Monday. And, of course, Kristen Hegerich, our executive producer, guides us through the show every single day. A bit more from Anna Kasparian. She's a lefty, and she's actually, I think, taken an interesting perspective, and one the Democrats could benefit from, so I kind of hope they don't listen.
I'm just so tired of constantly focusing on how our identity or our race, our gender, our sexual orientation, how different that makes us from one another. No, you're a working class American. You've got a lot more in common with an Asian working class American, a transgender working class yes. American, you know, a gay working class American than
Trump
you do with a black person yeah. who was chosen to be the head of a you know major Fortune 500 company.
Yeah, she's understanding the dynamic has changed, the paradigm has shifted, and that citizens of this country aren't tied to the old racial narrative. They're not tied to the old class warfare narrative anymore. They do understand. The working man, look, I just consider myself a working guy, right? I don't care what race my neighbors are. I care if they put out the trash on the right day and if they mow their lawn. That's all. If they're nice to the kids, you know, if they don't scream at their wife. I mean, those are the kinds of things that matter. That is race independent. I mean, I just truly beyond that, I don't think most of us just don't care. It's a silly thing to keep harping on this as somehow we're not supposed to feel guilty for something which we had no voice in and no contribution of whatsoever. I mean, frankly, trying to be guilted because somehow I was not a slave? Well, okay, neither were you. I mean, it's pretty straightforward. We have a constant caller called. I'm not going to give the name. Constant caller who called and was asking or demanding reparations. And I remember what I said very distinctly. Because it's how I generally feel, and perhaps you do as well. I said, I have never been an overseer on a plantation. And you have never picked cotton on one. We do not believe in generational guilt in this country. To try to continue to blame one part of the population for the ills that befell a different part of the population 150 years ago, 75 years ago, 50 years ago, it doesn't wash. We're sophisticated enough to realize that what my great-grandpappy did, if he was a horse thief, it's on him and not on me. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. More on the Democrat woes coming up. Hey, listen to this. Maura Gillespie, she's a local gal, actually. I think she went to Loyola, if I recall correctly. She's a conservative right now, and she says the GOP has three issues that, in her estimation, the GOP has to work on in order to make sure the Democrats don't steal the march.
What Republicans can do, one, is probably remind Hakeem Jeffries that's how they won, by addressing the issues that concerned Americans in day-to-day life. Grocery costs, housing costs, crime at the border. And so by addressing those main three issues, I think that's really going to be an important role for not only for President Trump coming in, but for the Republican-led Congress.
Yeah. If the Democrats cannot focus on those issues, the Republicans are certainly happy to do exactly that. We'll say thank you very much and move along, as it were. 8:20 right now, the Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, Sean Hannity here for Rod Barrowy and his team at Safe Retirement Solutions. Hey, did you know that annuities are the only financial tool that can absolutely guarantee you a lifetime income? That's the only financial tool, not stocks, not bonds, and not real estate. An annuity should be part of your retirement plan, so get off your duff and call my guy, Rod Barrowy, and his team at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Rod Barrowy's been helping people plan for their retirement income since 1975. That's over 40 years. Now that's a track record. Call Rod and his team at 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120, or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, maybe your current advisor doesn't offer annuities. Well, maybe you need a new advisor. Call Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120, on the web, SafeRetirementSolutions.com, and tell them your friend Sean Hannity sent you.
The Rob Carson Show. Hey, guys, it's Carson. I am back. Tomorrow on the show, the latest developments on the two incidences of homegrown terror in New Orleans and at Trump Hotel in Vegas. Something really stinks about this. Be vigilant. Don't let fear control your lives. And I'll see you noon to 3 on WCBM.
Now stay tuned for 6 hours of exciting football action.
Yep, bye-bye, Bill.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Great email in from Travis. Thank you for this, Jeff. There's a couple things here. First off, if Catholics going to Latin Mass don't want to be targeted, they just need to cross the southern border first. Second, I don't think the terrorists who have used the open border to migrate to the U.S. are going to be the ones carrying out the attacks. They're going to be the ones who are training and radicalizing folks here in the U.S. I think we saw that happen in New Orleans. Since I remember that one guy who crossed the border to you, he said, "You don't know who I am because you are stupid, but you are going to know who I am." Whatever happened to him? Is he running a training camp now? Maybe a sanctuary city? I remember that guy. I remember what an outrageous quote that was. Talking to the news media. There you go. Hakeem Jeffries says, "You claim to care about working class Americans, the same people you continuously call deplorable, uneducated, and garbage, and then say, I have no idea why they supported Trump. Look, because you disrespect us every single day." We played a soundbite yesterday from one of these columnists for the New York Times, who basically said, you know, folks who are MAGA folks who simply believe in making America great again, if that is what you believe in, you're stupid and you can't read. Well, that happens to be the case with me, of course, but probably not the rest of you. 823, Talk Radio 680.
You've been fooling us all these years.
All these years.
Wow.
Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck.
895. A little bit slow yet. This traffic on 895 got away from the backup that we had earlier going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel with the accident near the Eastern Avenue Bridge. All of that backup on 95 is completely gone. Fort McHenry Tunnel is fine, but we had some overflow traffic at the Old Harbor Tunnel. There's one area between O'Donnell Street and around the bridge where 95 crosses over 895, where it's a little bit slow. It's starting to clear out. The traffic is going into the tunnel on 895, and I think within the next 5-10 minutes, we'll be completely clear there as well. Beltway looks good, doing fine through Annapolis on 50, both east and westbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Dry this morning, but a rain or snow mix possible this afternoon, perhaps as much as 1 or 2 inches of snow. A high today around 42 degrees, so this should melt off very quickly. Tomorrow, though, partly cloudy, a high only around 34, so if there's anything left on the roads, it's going to be black ice tomorrow. Sunday, sunny, 36. Snow could return 3 to 4 inches of it. On Monday, guess what? Winter is here. All right, now Bel Air has 28 degrees. Ellicott City has 25. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Tianelo Descher is a Democrat consultant, one of the younger breed of Democrats. And she says that, you know, that, quote, we as a party have a couple of big problems. One of them is, the Democrats are viewed as a party run by octogenarians. It's not just Joe Biden. It's Nancy Pelosi. It's all of the rest of them who've been there, like, forever.
It won't just be brat summer that Democrats want to leave behind in 2024. Obviously, the entire resistance brand has failed because Donald Trump has been sent back to the White House twice in 8 years. But it's not just the branding. The branding is seen as geriatric.
And it is geriatric, because the folks running the Democrat Party are geriatric, and their worldview is geriatric. It's pointed out by the cut from Hakeem Jeffries last half hour. He's still saying the real solution for the Democrats is to lean on the idea of class warfare, to say tax the rich, you know, eat the rich, whatever. I mean, and I just don't think that's going to work again. It could. I could be misestimating this, but I think the people are sick of this approach. I think they want is a very it's very centered on their own lives. They're fine with somebody else making money. As long as somebody else making money does not hurt their ability to make money and provide for their family. I mean, I think it's great for everybody here to make lots of money. For everybody at every radio station, TV station, make lots of money. It's great. As long as it doesn't impact my ability to make money. I think if you work for a car dealership, you think it's just fine if somebody else at a different car dealership has a good month. It's fine. As long as it doesn't impact your ability to outsell them next month so you have a better month. All we want is the opportunity. And the more government gets in between us and the opportunity, the less happy we are about the situation. And the Democrats have been leaning on the Make Government Bigger campaign for about 25 or 30 years now without fail. It began really with LBJ's Great Society, and it's just grown like Topsy ever since then. The idea is somehow that all we have to do is make government bigger and bigger and bigger, and that'll solve all the problems in the world because the government knows better than everybody else. And we see this played out every single day. I had an interesting conversation this past weekend with a friend. And I said, I do not understand for the life of me why every single government department is in Washington, D.C. It seems the country would benefit by having them somewhere else. Department of Agriculture, Des Moines, Iowa. Department of Labor, Detroit. Department of Commerce, New York City. I mean, there are lots of places where you'd have a logical fit where the people most interested in whatever that department is supposed to be doing would actually be able to have contact on an immediate basis without having to fly to Washington, D.C., or without having to hire a lobbyist who already lives in Washington, D.C. to represent them because they're in Idaho. Bureau of Land Management, why is it in Washington, D.C.? Does the land in Northern Virginia have to be managed all that much? Does Chevy Chase or Potomac, do they have big land management issues there? No, but you do in places like Wyoming and Idaho and in the Dakotas. Why not put those departments where the people who are most affected are? The only observation I received in return was, yeah, but you know what? It's nice to be able to sit down at the table and talk to everybody. Guess what? That's not the way the world works anymore. And I know individuals who are working on a team for a corporation, and their team is not centered in Northern Virginia, not centered in Baltimore. They have one team member in Chicago, another team member in Dallas, another team member somewhere in Maine. We live in a Zoom world. They get on a Zoom call. They have the meeting on a Zoom call, and they get back together on Zoom again later on this afternoon or tomorrow afternoon whenever they need to. It's a pretty straightforward kind of thing to do. So in that world, in this world with the technology we have, it only makes sense to say it's time for us to put the departments that are intended to help individuals in a specific area of their lives nearest those individuals we're supposed to be helping. And the idea that we all have to now focus, it's like praying to Mecca. We all have to face Washington, D.C., get down on our prayer rugs and say, oh, please, Washington, D.C., help us, help us, help us. Why not instead say, you know, I got a real problem with BLM. I'm going to drive down the street, knock on the door, and see if they can give me a hand. Well, you can do that if you're in Boise, Idaho, and they are there as well. You can't do that if you're in Boise, Idaho, and they're in Washington, D.C. It's pretty simple. And you know what? It's beginning to get traction. Something we've been talking about for some years. It's beginning to get traction, and that I find very encouraging. 8:30 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, news and Joe Poe.
Good morning. It's 8:30. Here are your local WCBM News headlines. 1 to 2 inches of expected snow this afternoon could impact the evening commute in the Baltimore metro area. A winter weather advisory will be in effect from 1 to 7 p.m. across central Maryland. Bail has been denied for an Aberdeen mother accused of killing her baby. 32-year-old Maya Dennis is charged with first-degree murder and first-degree child abuse in the death of her infant daughter. Two men charged in fatal domestic incidents are scheduled to have bail review hearings today. Baltimore County Police say Xander Freed is facing first-degree murder charges following the deadly stabbing of his mother on New Year's Eve in the 100 block of Brightside Avenue. Meantime, 30-year-old Mark Jones, charged with fatally shooting a 4-year-old on Christmas Eve, will also appear in court. Meantime, Baltimore County Police joined local leaders for a community walk following that domestic shooting that left the 4-year-old dead and two others hurt on Christmas Eve. The walk in the Ross Ridge community of Rosedale was held to raise awareness about domestic violence, support residents, and inform victims about available resources. 8 people were taken to hospitals after a fire in Dundalk early Thursday. It broke out just before 2:30 at a home in the 3400 block of Loganview Drive. Baltimore County fire officials say 4 adults and 4 children suffered smoke inhalation. 3 were critically injured. And state lawmakers returned to Annapolis Wednesday to begin another legislative session. How to deal with a nearly $3 billion deficit is expected to top discussions. You're winning Maryland lottery numbers after this.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Ooh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Messelthorpe, Dubois.
All from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Here are the latest winning Maryland lottery numbers. Pick 3002, pick 4445. I'm Jill Powell, WCBM Local News. Time now for traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so some good news now. The backup that was there on 895 has now cleared, and we're good from O'Donnell Street into the Old Harbor Tunnel. At one point, there was an issue over on 95 southbound at Eastern Avenue that started that, so we had a little overflow traffic that went to the Old Harbor Tunnel. Right now, we're good to go. Both the tunnels are clear through the city out towards Arbutus, and then on 95 north of the city, heading up through the Harford County lot. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting to look and feel like winter. Rain and snow showers later this afternoon, 42 the high. Colder temperatures tomorrow. Partly cloudy, breezy, 34. Sunday, sunny at 36. Another round of snow possible Monday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's time to ditch big wireless. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. Paybacks are hell, and to a certain degree, it still is on the minds of the Ravens as they prepare for the Browns tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. Baltimore remembers well Week 8 when they dropped 3 potential interceptions in a 29-24 loss at Cleveland. Here's Ravens linebacker Roquan Smith.
You know, that's definitely something on the forefront of everyone's mind, knowing that we didn't play the way we wanted to play during that game, but I feel like we're a totally different team from what we were then, so it's about showing exactly who we are, keep building on our momentum, and got to take it to them. We got to defend our turf by any means. But
Baltimore, a 20-point favorite in this game, the largest point spread of the season in the NFL. The previous large was 16.5 when the Ravens went into New Jersey and beat the Giants by 21. Next question for Ravens fans is, will the Steelers come to town for the wild card game? And it's possible. A Baltimore win tomorrow, coupled with the Steelers' loss to the Bengals tomorrow night, and a Chargers win over the Raiders on Sunday, all distinct possibilities, means Pittsburgh falls to number 6 in the AFC and comes to Baltimore next weekend. College basketball, the Pacific Northwest presented a New Year's nightmare for the Maryland men last night. Terps losing to Washington 75-69, falling to 11-3 overall, 1-2 in the Big Ten. UW was the 99th ranked team in the country coming in. Head coach Kevin Willard taking the blame.
4 days off.
You can't give college kids 4 days off. I'm an idiot.
Mayor,
this is the first time.
May or may not be true, but Derek Queen in foul trouble did not help. 18 minutes, 4 points, and 4 fouls in the game. Next up for the Terps, Oregon, Sunday at 4 p.m. Alex Ovechkin tallied goal number 871 for the career, but didn't connect in the overtime shootout. Caps fall in D.C. to the Minnesota Wild, 4-3 the final. Ovi 24 away from the NHL all-time goal-scoring mark. The Blast announcing a change in the start time for their upcoming game at TU Arena tomorrow. Due to the Ravens game starting at 4:30, the Blast match will now begin at 7:30 p.m. instead of the originally planned 6 p.m. start against Utica. Blast come into the game at 4-1, Utica right behind at 3-1-1. And finally, the number of the day is 139, as in 139, and that's the number of sacks that Terrell Suggs collected in his 17-year NFL career, placing him 12th all-time between Jason Taylor and DeMarcus Ware, both in the Hall of Fame. Suggs, Marshall Yanda, and Steve Smith are all finalists for the Hall of Fame this year. The winners will be announced in New Orleans on February 6th. The time now is 8:36. When we return, Bruce and I will do Friday Football Pick'em.
Yes, sir.
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASC certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
So as I mentioned yesterday, Bruce, we've got quite a situation here on Friday Football Pick'em.
We do.
Week 18, final regular season week, and you and I are tied.
You finally caught up with me.
That's right. 42-26. We both stink, obviously. Sean stinks even worse. He's not here. 39-29, as it were, so wow. He's 3 games behind. Now, there was a petition that was granted by the commissioner's committee, which said that if the third-place team finishes 3 games or less behind the first two, then he can participate in the playoffs. So right now, Sean is eligible for playoff participation.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Now here we go. Right. It is week 18. Sean has already submitted his picks by ballot, which I didn't want to take, but we obviously have to. Here are the games. Bengals at Steelers. Bruce?
I'm choosing the Bengals.
Go with the Bengals. I'm going with the Steelers, and Sean picks the Bengals as well.
Okay.
Next one, Seahawks at Rams.
Well, these are two animals, and this is part of how I try to decide.
It's the PETA thing.
I know. Right? So I'm going with the Rams.
All right, I'm going with the Rams, too. Sean going with the Seahawks.
Okay.
Vikings at Lions.
Again, animals win.
You're going Lions.
Lions. Yep.
Okay, I'm going Lions, and Sean's going Vikings. By the way, both teams are 14. Well, because he's got to make up the 3 games. Because he doesn't know about the ruling because he's not here. So we're not going to tell him. Anyway, this is the first time in NFL history, by the way, that two teams with a record of 14-2 are meeting each other in the regular season.
Really, is it?
Yeah. Chiefs at Broncos, final game.
Well, I wanted to go with the animal, but the Chiefs are just too good. I'm choosing the Chiefs.
Okay. I'm going with the Broncos, and so is Sean.
All right.
So everybody's got a chance to make up ground on each other. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
It's been a pleasure, Bruce.
Yeah.
Sorta.
Sorta.
Yeah. Sorta kind of like.
I'll see you Monday morning.
Good luck with the emu, by the way.
Thanks, yeah. Hmm? I mean, Emo Central, I keep checking with them to see if they have any emu spottings. For those who are just joining us, by the way, there's an emu loose on the Eastern Shore. As you well know, folks, it's not emu hunting season. So be aware that you can't simply take out your muzzle loader and see if you can get a good shot at one. But yeah, there's a pet emu out there. I guess that insurance thing just didn't work out for him. So that's all I can figure. 8:40 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker coming up in a couple of minutes. All right, another cut from Tiana Lowe Descher, I think is how you pronounce her last name. She has a little message for the Democrats who don't seem to be able to get their act in gear.
Distancing themselves from Pelosi, Biden, what is perceived as sort of a nostalgic and insular era of Democratic politics, that is important. But also, what is the policy alternative to really the ghost of 2020's past that has still been haunting Democrats?
Well, see, that's the problem. And you heard it from Hakeem Jeffries to start this hour. The problem is their solution is class warfare. Let's do that one again. And we know how well that worked out for them in the past. Look, sometimes it's worked. and sometimes it hasn't. It did not work for them in 2016. It sure as hell didn't work for them in 2020. And the Democrats now face this unusual situation where they're trying to figure out, what do we do between 2024 and 2028 to some make that a winning message, or should they do something entirely different? Tammy Bruce says the Democrats, they have problems in elections recently, and those problems are going to continue because they're not nimble enough to change.
The problem for the Democrats is they never took Trump seriously. They underestimated him. They felt they had sole possession of the truth. And so when you think about running against Trump, their mistake was, the biggest mistake was, not considering the nature of why he was in the position he was in, why his approval ratings always rose, what the American people were responding to, because they had begun a number of decades ago, I think, to just not think about us as active participants in this republic.
1948, there was one of the first early days of polling. 1948, there was a poll done, but it was of some literary magazine. And that poll showed that Thomas Dewey was going to win by a walkaway. And obviously he did not. Harry Truman won by a walkaway. And the problem that the people had who had taken that poll was, well, nobody I know voted for him. Well, of course not, because you were just kind of this insular little elite group, and that's kind of who the Democrats have become. They don't have the ability to say that there are people out there with a different point of view. We should pay attention to that point of view, see what we can learn from it, see if there's something in that point of view that we can adopt as our own, and steal a march. Tammy Bruce says, look, the Democrats, they still just don't get it.
They're still looking inward narcissistically that everything was about what they did. In fact, it's about what we have wanted and what America deserves.
Yeah, period. And until they change that orientation, I think it's going to be good news for the Republicans. So you kind of hate to say this stuff out loud for fear that somebody with influence will actually be listening and say, gee, maybe we should go in that direction. Maybe we should reconsider our allegiance to these old tropes. Well, clearly the problem is the rich people. Let's eat the rich. The problem is they're not paying their fair share. People are now, in every conversation I hear, people, when they talk about that issue, they say, what's a fair share? I mean, what is a fair share? Should the rich pay 50% of their income? 90% of their income? 30%? What is a fair share? And that means more and more of us are saying, the only way you can get a fair share is to have everybody say, pay exactly the same percentage of their income. Come on, bring on the flat tax. 8:43, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
And looking live at the Beltway Southwest side, right here at the BW Parkway, all is well. No problems there. Sky got a little more gray in the last half an hour or so, so we could get maybe some light snow later today. The roadway conditions are good. Clear now at both the harbor tunnels. If you're coming downtown via the JFX, no problems at all. Very nice there from Ruxton Road all the way into the ramps at Fayette Street, St. Paul Street, Maryland Avenue, and the North Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Dry, but rain and snow possibly this afternoon. Talk about maybe 1 to 2 inches of snow during afternoon rush hour could make the afternoon a real delight to drive in. Today around 42 degrees. Tomorrow partly cloudy, breezy. A high 34 for Sunday, sunny, and a high 36. Temperatures right now are mostly in the 30s. No matter where you are, it's not going to be real toasty out there. So just as you're moving around this morning, be aware that you better bundle up because it ain't going to be all that pleasant outside. Edgewater right now has 28 degrees. And Hunt Valley has 27 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 8:45 right now. All right. This, I think, is kind of interesting. Tom Homan, the incoming border czar, has taken a look at what has happened with the Las Vegas, what has happened in New Orleans. And he takes a leap. And I think it's a leap that's sensible to take. And I had an emailer just a minute ago who said, what I think is actually going to happen is you're going to have people coming across the border. They're not going to be necessarily the ones who are doing the bad acts. They're going to be the ones who are radicalizing American citizens to become those individuals who did the bad acts. I think that's probably what happened in New Orleans. We'll see how it plays out. Homan says the number of arrests that have taken place at the border under Biden, compare that number with the number of arrests of people on the terror watch list that tried to get into this country under Trump.
They've arrested over 300 people on the terrorist watch list. Under Trump, we had 14. So I wouldn't hang his hat on, you know, these attacks being done by U.S. citizens. It's coming. Even Christopher Wray, who I have very little respect in, it says the southern border is the biggest national security vulnerability he's ever seen.
Yeah, and that's right. And Christopher Wray said that 6 months, 9 months, a year ago. It is the biggest national security threat we have. And Homan says Biden and his crew, Alejandro Mayorkas and all the rest, they've not learned a damn thing about the risk we as a nation face because of what's happening at our southern border.
I guarantee you this week they're going to continue to release thousands of people from the southern border, either through the CBP One app, or they're going to fly them in from Cuba, Nicaragua, Venezuela, and Haiti through the CHMV program to our airports. Then Border Patrol is going to release thousands of more. Nothing's going to change tomorrow. This administration is not taking action against the criminal cartels and terrorist organizations that are trying to secure our southern border.
They have no interest in securing our southern border. January 20th cannot happen soon enough, folks. If only to cut the risk of additional terrorists coming across the border and being additional gotaways. More than 2 million, was it 2.2 million is the estimate? Gotaways during Biden. Who are these people? What do they intend to do here? Are they all just here to pick grapes and work in the fields? All just here to do sheetrock on construction projects? Or could it be that some of them, particularly those from OTM other than Mexico, are here because they have an agenda that they want to pursue? When you have people coming here from terrorist states, really? And you're comfortable letting them be gotaways, which apparently is the case for Joe Biden, for Alejandro Mayorkas. It's a problem. Homan says there's a sea change about to happen. My bet is it happens the afternoon of January 20th.
Day one, President Trump's going to secure the border. I think at the same time he secured the border, and we're going to do that by, you know, by ending these ridiculous programs. You need to end CHMV. You need to end the CBP One app the way it's being used now. And catch and release. If you cross the border illegally, you're going to be detained, either that or removed.
That's it. You cross the border illegally, you'll be detained or removed. And yes, indeed, Tom Homan is going to have agents out getting the bad actors, those individuals who already have charges against them. They already have deportation orders, and they're going to get them the hell out of the country, which is a reasonable thing to do. The old comparison, it's still valid. The old comparison is, if you want a vacation for a couple of months, a big European tour because you have money, and you came back, and somebody else has simply moved into your house, would you say, wow, I guess it's okay that you're here because, after all, your stuff's here now, so it's just fine? Or would you endeavor to remove them from the home that you've paid for and reclaim your own property? I draw that analogy. I think what's going to be going on during the first part of the next Trump administration is we're going to be reclaiming our own property. Very simple concept. You cannot have a nation unless you have a common culture. You cannot have a successful nation unless you have a common culture, a common language, and secure borders. Borders that you can defend and you're willing to defend. Without those three elements, you cannot have a successful nation. You just can't. 849, Talk Radio 680, WCVM.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balance care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
You won't need a warrant.
What? Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Classic text. Great text in from Marty. He said, let's say a bunch of people who are rich and to take advantage of the tax code that they wrote. They're telling us that the guy who wants to lower taxes for the working man is the person supporting the rich. Nancy, Hakeem, Joe, if you want people to pay their fair share, let's start with the D.C. political class. Very few people, excuse me for a second. Very few people now use itemized deductions anymore. Fewer and fewer of us. Because they've changed it so much that we're now basically down to whatever percentage it is. And the tax code has been flattened. So you no longer have, once upon a time, of course there are tons and tons of deductions at the time, but once upon a time, you'd have a top tax rate of 90%. But of course you had tons of deductions. So it never was actually a real tax rate. They began to do away with some of those deductions, they lowered the tax rate. So it's much flatter now than it was like in the 1950s. A less, quote, progressive. In my view, a progressive income tax is inherently unfair, and I've said this a number of times. But since the tax code has flattened it out so much, why not take that extra step? Flatten it completely. Do away with the deductions, and let us all fill out our tax returns due on April 15th in around 20 minutes with a postcard. 8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker. Love that voice crack. Isn't that nice?
It was very nice.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you were still in the sixth grade, but it's all right.
Boy, I tell you, it's been a day.
I know. Now you got to just make sure it gets better by Monday.
Yep.
So you take care of yourself. Have a good weekend. The run here at 95 and 395 Camden Yards area, that all looks good. Both the tunnels are completely clear right now. We didn't find anything on the Beltway. None of the cameras are not working right now, so I don't know if Chark has a problem there, but several of the cameras are down at the moment. So maybe they're doing some maintenance while things are still fairly quiet through the area. But we're doing okay. JFX is clear. And from what we've seen, nothing major on the busy traveled roadways on 95, 83, 70, 95 Capitol. Beltway looks good, and the late trip through Annapolis was clear from the Bay Bridge on 50 over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Dry this morning, rain, snow mix possible this afternoon. Maybe an inch and a half, 2 inches of snow possible. High today around 42. For tomorrow, for Saturday, chilly. High only 34. For Sunday, sunny and 36. Kim Klasick loves this brisk weather outside.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, Sarah Bruce.
Sure. Yeah. Snow could return by Monday, 3 to 4 inches possible. But then, what you talking about this morning?
Oh, gosh. All the updates that we have when it comes to what happened in New Orleans, obviously that tragedy. And then also in Las Vegas, still so many more questions on the Cybertruck explosion. And I did see where Elon Musk is sending a team from Tesla down to help with the investigation, which I think is important. But today's a big day for Speaker Mike Johnson.
Yep.
Yep. We're going to see. They're calling it the battle for the gavel. I like that.
The battle for the gavel.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to talk about whether or not he has the votes. I did see this morning Representative Thomas Massie is still saying that he is a low vote.
But he's the only one.
Yeah.
That's all they can afford to
That's
lose.
That's all he can afford.
Yeah.
And, you know, this goes back to really the fact that we really needed Congressman Matt Gaetz. Because we still have a couple that are undecided. Did you know Andy Harris is still undecided this morning?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. So this is interesting.
Yeah. More than interesting that it look, I've talked about this a bit. If not Johnson, who?
Right. That's the big question. Yeah. And Thomas Massie won't answer it.
Yeah.
So I mean,
it's
I don't
a fair
know.
Question to ask. If you don't, if you don't like this guy, which guy do you like?
Yeah.
And nobody will answer that. It's just like, no, I'm going to be grumpy. I just don't like this guy.
Do you think Thomas Massie has a shot or feels that he has a shot?
No. I think that the only person who has a shot right now, to be blunt, is the guy that the president of the United States, who's the guy who's responsible for a lot of these people having their jobs right now, that he has strongly endorsed. For all the things you have to, we have to give MAGA, we have to give Trump. I mean, really? Then tell that to the Republican members of Congress.
Yeah.
Because if that's the case, if we want to push the MAGA agenda forward, would it not be rational to say he has strongly endorsed this individual for Speaker of the House? You may have reservations about him. You may think he's not conservative enough, whatever the case might be. But Trump has endorsed him in the strongest terms possible.
Right, right.
So it seems to me rather rational. Yeah, my voice is a little funky.
Yeah.
Rather rational to go ahead and move in that direction. I mentioned something to you yesterday, by the way. And you scoffed. Because you're a scoffer.
I am a scoffer.
You're a scoffer. I bring you this story, Kim Clancy, King Casey Live. Africa is splitting apart. There's a new ocean forming faster than anyone predicted. Right in the middle of Africa, a new ocean is forming. Africa, as a continent, is in the process of splitting in half vertically. The East African Rift System is where it's taking place. A vast network of faults stretching from Mozambique to the Red Sea. Whoosh, right there, it's going to just divide, and a new ocean is going to be formed. This is very rapid tectonic activity. It's reshaping all of Africa's geography.
Well, I didn't mean to scoff, because you were right about goat yoga. I did not know that existed. You were absolutely correct on that. And I think, yeah, I knew that you were correct on this, but I was just, I guess I'm just in shock.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
now, is this due to climate change?
No, it's due to the tectonic plates slowly shifting. It's probably not going to happen until at least Olivia is out of grad school.
Okay.
All right, so you've got a couple years.
I have time.
Yeah, they have time. Okay. This is going to take probably another 100,000 years or so.
Okay. You're buying oceanfront property?
Absolutely.
Is that correct?
I'm looking for property in Mozambique that I can pass along to my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren.
I can't wait to see it.
Yes. Come on. It's a beach house. It's in the middle of a jungle right now, but hang in there.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all good.
Well, I apologize for scoffing. Thank you, Bruce.
You scoff master. Kim Klasick Live comes up right at the top of the hour. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A bit more from Tom Homan. And then another funny thing I have for if we have time. This is Homan. And he says, we should understand this is not some vindictive thing that's going to be happening as of January 20th. They're doing something really radical. They're going to follow the law.
The law is clear. If you enter this country without proper documentation, you shall be detained. That's what the statute says. You shall be detained. Not maybe, not think about it, let's release you. You shall be detained, and that's what the Trump administration will do. President Trump is committed to that.
You shall be detained. Now, the idea that these blue state or blue city governors or mayors have, that they're going to stand in the way, they're going to end up actually having more illegals dragged in. Because the obligation of ICE agents is going to be, if you come across an illegal, while you're in the process of finding a violent illegal, you got to get them both. That's what their resistance is going to do. That's it for us for this week. Bright and early Monday morning. We'll see you then.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is...